you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
The cast is taking its final bow. Here comes the audience now. The doors are open, they're on their way. Let's hear what they have to say.
Buenos dias, Los Angeles.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I strongly disagree with that. I reject that.
Guess what's going to happen to them? They're going to be put to death.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Well, the call letters are new. I can understand why you'd have trouble with some of the letters. I just had a stroke. Don't mock me.
There's no denying it's the worst show in town.
That's common knowledge. The guy's retarded.
That is not very nice. I have a nephew who's retarded, and he has to wear a helmet.
Oh, that's it. I left Big Boy for this. Oh, no.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one, just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit, and I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
You talk a lot,
and yet you say nothing.
Roll another one.
Munchies. Who wants some munchies?
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about.
Marijuana is delicious.
I have another scent.
Anna,
I'm so high.
I don't want to buy that joint. Just pass it around. I don't want to buy that joint, my friend. I just pass it on down.
And now.
Marijuana, you are my best friend. You get me so high when I smoke my bong all day long. Yeah, yeah, baby.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Sir, sir, turn your radio down. Sir? Turn your radio down, sir. You're on the air.
I think it's a
Palm
CD.
Palm Springs, hello. Who knows? He's maybe he didn't switch from Big Boy. I don't know. Kevin?
Seriously, Kevin.
Kevin, hey.
Hey, look up.
Dude. Look up here. Look up here. 5:31 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin? Psycho Mike, any clues, any idea what's going on here?
No, I just saw that Kevin was on the line, so I potted him
up. Are we sure
up.
This is Kevin?
I'm pretty sure. You know he loves himself to 50.
Sure.
I think I can hear him singing along.
Did we call him and he doesn't know we've got his phone on?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I just saw that Lightning said that we got a Mr. Kevin on blue, so I figured we'd start the show with him.
Okay, this is...
You gotta know. Kevin, yeah. Come on.
Although, Lisa, how often have you done that where you have found out that your phone somehow got turned on and you walked around, you know, with somebody connected on the other end? Has that ever happened to you?
It actually has never happened to me, but I know it's happened to Lightning a dozen times.
It's happened
least.
To me a couple of times, too, where it dials somebody up. You're tying up their phone, don't even know you're on the line anywhere. And, you know, just God forbid you're not, you know, heading down to the porno theater or something, you know?
That would be horrifying.
Or, like, I did that once. I used to have the automatic dial where you could, you know, the voice triggered dialing. Mm-hmm. So you could say Heather and it would call your friend. And it used to constantly call people accidentally. And my friends listened to me sing Bohemian Rhapsody at the top of my lungs on the freeway for like 6 minutes.
I hope you never heard the end of that.
No, no, no.
All right, let's try one more time and see if we can get 50's attention here. Kevin, can you hear us? Hello.
Hey, what's going on, people?
Kevin.
It's not an excuse. Lisa had to come the same way.
No, I actually go a different way.
Well, she knew, though.
But I did. I heard it. Turn on the freaking radio and listen to a news station, Kevin.
I was having a party.
A party of one.
I have timed out perfectly to the second. I usually walk into the studio. I know how long the lights are.
Right.
I know how bad the traffic is. I know how fast I can go on the freeway. One little hiccup and I'm screwed.
Well, they closed the entire freeway. It's more than a hiccup.
Well, yeah, of course.
See, what a lot of people who have jobs do, and this is true for millions of people in Southern California, is they, I don't know, turn on the radio before they leave the house to find out if there's any unforeseen difficulties ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Doesn't care. But just for people to know, the 405 southbound is closed at Skirball.
And what's going on there,
it's
Lisa?
A fatal accident, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So it'll be there.
I hope it's Brittany. Seriously, just put us out of our misery.
Well, that is the area that the celebs are now getting into accidents at, so it could be.
Oh, it's on the Brandy Freeway?
Yeah, it's on the Brandy Freeway.
Fantastic. Well, it's the Kevin and Bean Show, 106.7 KROQ, and it is Friday morning, mm-hmm. and it is 5:34, and it is the 23rd of Februariola. KROQ's Kevin. Jimmy Kimmel on the show today. He's, of course, on ABC, home of the Oscars. I don't know if, remember when he did that very funny sketch with Jon Stewart on the Oscars a couple of years ago. I don't know if they'll let him do something during the show again this year or not, but we'll find out. Jimmy has a post-Oscar special that's going to be airing Sunday night right after the Academy Awards, too.
Oh, that should be fun.
Well, yeah, it's going to be awesome. He does a terrific job over there on ABC, so we'll be talking to Jimmy coming up in about a half an hour or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. Kevin, you back?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
anything else you want to share?
Only that.
Also, from The Office, ladies and gentlemen, she is Rashida Jones. And she is going to be joining us. She is awesome on that show.
She's Karen.
Even though she's one of the most hated women in America because she's the girl who came between Jim and Pam. But
I know, but she's so nice. It's hard to hate her. I want to,
yeah.
But it's difficult.
Because she didn't do anything wrong. She's just being awesome. That's all she's doing.
Yep.
Unbelievably hot. And because it's the award season, we're going to talk to our old friend, Mr. Skin, who has one of my favorite websites on the internet, MrSkin.com.
Yeah.
Exactly. This basically is every chick who's ever been naked in any movie ever. There are pictures and video on this website. You no longer have to go out and rent a crappy movie because you've heard some actress you like, you know, takes her top off for 12 seconds. Which, believe it or not, Lisa, guys actually do.
I believe it.
Guys will actually watch the worst movies in the world because of that.
The sad part is there's probably some really good movies
it's
you guys have watched.
In Los Angeles. In fact, it's Friday morning. Ralph, is there anything going on with this Anna Nicole Smith or this Britney Spears? I haven't seen it to be on the news much
lately. A couple years ago, she gets fully naked. Bean, do you know which one I'm talking about?
Shock. I have a great answer. Was when Dave will know.
It was a straight-to-DVD movie. It turned out to be a really good movie. But I'm telling you that millions of people solely watched it because Anna Hathaway takes her clothes off.
Yeah, I do remember talking about that.
There are some Father Jamie Spears. Havoc Fox is what it was called. Home in Louisiana.
Of course, Dave.
Like the fact, by the way, that he's sitting his ass at home in Louisiana while his baby girl is running around shaving her head, getting tattoos, threatening suicide, and stuck in rehab.
But I would never have seen this movie.
He's sitting on his fat ass in Louisiana.
Now, you know, the beautiful internet exists, and it was called The Hot Spot.
He says,
the beautiful internet exists where you have a site like Mr. Skin where it saves you so much time. I don't have to give 90 minutes of my life to see him.
Brittany's mom, Lynn, are concerned about our daughter.
Mr. Skin is going to be on, and he's going to be talking about out of the Academy Award nominees this year.
However, he says
you know, there are 10
problems.
Women up for the acting categories.
Excuse me, are not
I think
about
most
what
of them
think.
Have been nude in the past.
Daughter's problems
now,
are
maybe,
not about what
you
people
know.
Think.
You're not racing to your computer to
bad
see Judy Dench nude.
I think he's right. I don't think it's anything we've made so far except that
but
she has horrible
there are a lot
parents.
Of them out there, and he's got he's got tips on how to find them. So Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com.
Hey, 50, you still with us?
Oh, I'm still here. Yeah, I've been thinking about some of the women that are up for Oscars this year that have been naked in movies. People that shouldn't have.
Well, like Helen Mirren.
Your mom's supposed to be out here like trying to get her
on the website yesterday naked. And it was like 25 years ago.
The second
time. She looked pretty good.
make sure she got tucked in the bed.
You know, the reality TV show I want to see is
I was just mentioning
maybe at Kevin Federline's house, is he tries to take care of two kids under two, oh is what I'm saying.
You keep your clothes
and smoke a full bowl.
Also,
that's got to be your smoking time when you're taking care of two kids.
If there's an event of any kind going on, that Jesse Jackson has some complaint about it.
And a bunch of people got voted.
I swear to God, Jesse Jackson.
Ralph is not excited about
American
Idol.
If he's not in the headlines for 2 weeks, has to come up with some reason to get in the headlines.
If a guy came, if a white scientist came out today and said that he's
third age, Jesse Jackson complained that a black guy didn't do better.
You know what I mean? Performer.
But I hated the show and everyone watched it and talked about it, so that made it worse.
Friday means you've got the movie beat, and I know, Kevin, you're excited, and you'll be able to use this a lot at 5:45 in the morning when you're coming into work. Horn Tones. We'll talk to the president of Horn Tones today on the show.
They did announce, though, the star-powered lineup of the celebrities who will be coming on to guest star in the show and help the kids mentor the children along as they sing.
That's fantastic.
Michael Jackson.
That's what I was hoping to hear.
We're going to take a break for the showbiz news coming up. But first, our pal DeJuan is back on the line because this has been a very big week for him, as you know, because of DeJuan, because of Drew Barrymore's
John Bon Jovi.
In fact, he texted me a few minutes ago. Praise to Drew Barrymore.
John Bon Jovi.
Martina McBride. DeJuan, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show on T-Rock, my friend.
Is that country?
Country singer.
Diana Ross.
Hello, DeJuan.
What's up, DeJuan? Motown performer from the...
That makes sense.
Oldie Old 60s.
Barry Gibb.
You called us. What's on your mind?
B and the G's.
Hairiest man in
show. See, this is why I hate that show, because then they have to feature all of his music.
Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits.
They have to feature his music.
Okay, that doesn't even make any sense.
They're doing 60s night.
How do people watch that?
He was in the 60s.
Yes.
Along with Lulu, who will be also performing with him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Isn't Lulu a big fan woman? Get to the TV.
No.
No.
I don't know who you're thinking.
An old British woman.
Okay. But it does sound like a lineup of like New Year's Eve at Morongo Casino.
We've got Herman's Hermits and Lulu.
That's part of my problem with the show is the songs they choose to sing are always bad.
Well, how about Gwen Stefani, bitch?
Now, do you hate to see her taint herself?
How do you like it now?
I'd like to see her taint.
Do you mean that you forgot or just that you decided not to go? It's not you remembered that you were going to go see it, but then you said, hey, Michael Jackson,
I'm not feeling up to the cast, right?
No, no luck. I think Michael Jackson is going to happen, but I think he's so crazy and so hard to coordinate with that it's going to be one of those deals where he calls like on a Tuesday and says, hey, can I do it tomorrow night? And then they'll have to scramble to make it happen. I don't think they can line him up and set it in stone because he's just so crazy.
He's crazy.
Paul Kim, by the way, one of the guys voted off was the dude who would only sing in bare feet, wouldn't put shoes on.
I know about her birthday. I know her about her biography.
I got to be free. I got to be free. I got to be barefoot on stage.
What Kevin's saying is that seems like the one day that you need competition.
So full of energy, you'd just be bursting at the seams with your love for Drew Barrymore that you'd want to spend the whole day basking in her glow.
You probably don't know. That probably never happened to you.
Yeah, but be a friend.
I went to see this musical Wicked.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that
all
never
right.
happened.
Well, listen, we got to go because Ralph has the show to be coming up, but any message you'd like to leave us with on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning?
Damn, I'm in love with her.
Okay, yeah.
Now what am I going to do? Now what am I going to do? I'm married and I'm in love with Glinda the Good Witch.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
Will
you be up for that one?
Freaking hot. She's like a blonde Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh, nice.
Okay. And she can sing and dance.
So we'll make a note of that today for you.
Do I have to go to a play to see her?
Her name's Megan Hilty.
Fantastic.
Looking at her on the internet all morning long.
Yeah. Okay.
But dude, if you go, you'll like
it. See you, Dwan.
I'm in love.
5:41, we'll be right back in the Kevin Bean Junkie
right back there.
First of all, I don't know who that guy is, but second of all, that other guy is Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph. Welcome to Friday.
Mike, you've
been
to
girls.
I've been in play last year.
I was a theater arts major.
According to the National Enquirer,
Brittany tried to commit suicide twice. Oh, no.
In the hours after walking into the Southern California beauty salon and shaving her head.
All the time.
Once by trying to walk into traffic, and once threatening her friends to OD on Xanax.
Zumanity, the Cirque du Soleil amazing
sex. There was a report that she went to the hospital that night, right?
Yeah.
She was a dude, by the way. We didn't
know how long she stayed or what.
She was a dude.
Megan Hilty brought. Have you seen the photos of her at Kevin Federline's house? The man who'd be let in, beating on the door with an umbrella, and then beating up his car with the umbrella?
I understand. But we're not going to have wrong, Ralph. This isn't the way that you're going to get us to be.
Can't do much to have an umbrella. She's standing there like a bent.
No, actually, this was my segue into getting the vagina monologues.
Another piece that's got to be put down.
Yeah, Bean.
Wow. That Lisa May and Kat Corbin. I'm telling you, it's performing March 3rd and 4th at the Hermosa Beach Playhouse.
Tie this in the block. Friends, don't let friends come see their crappy play.
I don't think puppy like
glug,
glug, glug, glug, glug. All the proceeds go to benefit a worthy charity called the 1736 Family Crisis Center.
And at least Lisa May and K-Rock's Kat Corbett will both be talking about their vaginas.
I say we give her kids.
So you can go and see them on stage, and then you can get smitten by them because, like, wow, they're so talented and lovely.
Which one of you is going
to
shout
that's
the C word?
Larry Burkhead, by the way, seems to be the only guy who seems to be pretty reasonable and like a regular guy.
The difference is when you go to the vagina mall,
you've got about a 50-50 chance of being able to hit at least his composers, and he's looking around.
I'm never getting near Megan Hilty.
Howard K. Stern's crying over here. You got the judge actually crying. Let's all play something.
Sideshow have I landed in? The world am I in?
Give me my child. Everyone go away.
It's gigantic.
They decided yesterday that Anna Nicole Smith could be buried in the Bahamas next to her son.
Away with murder.
That's when
some
Howard
should be
K.
done.
Stern.
I don't know what can be done, but some should be done.
It's going to be very impressive.
Fate crying at his
man. Do you remember that there was a guy in the show to say that?
No, that was a dude.
Is there anyone more hate about him?
No. Vagina monologue.
He was crying.
Go to bdaysouthbay.org for more information.
Or just go to the Kevin Eaton section footage to sell on that.
That's what it was.
I buy tickets, and as I said, all the money goes to charity.
But the judge is like,
it's topless, right?
Buy a pair of shoes if you wanted to when you were with
him.
How did you make money?
Vagina.
I like me.
I would ask her for money, and she would give it to me.
That's a different show. That's
penis monologue.
Just leached off her completely.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Hojo.
So I gave her all the lawyer advice for free.
Singer, songwriter, producer. He's 52 years old today.
Quite Kristen Davis,
Bailey. You know her from Sex in the City.
Lawyer advice seems to have benefited him more than it benefited her.
42 years old today.
Dakota Fanning.
Remember the Anna Nicole show?
Yeah,
got to get there.
Beach one was it?
A little very talented actress. 13 years old.
I sure do.
We watched it. We loved it.
We
couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah, it's up his ass. I'm telling you.
I was thinking during all of this.
He's much like being himself.
Where's,
he's just reaching back there and ringing it.
Lesbian Kimmy.
Remember her assistant?
Kimmy. Loved her.
Assistant. Had the tattoo.
Adored her. Had the tattoo on her. Has been silent during all this. No one has heard anything.
Remember when you guys had the cardigans on your
shoulder? Apparently, Kimmy's had an
interview ever.
She's starting to speak.
A little piece of that right now.
She says Howard K. Stern is lying on the stand.
No kidding.
Yep.
In Norway,
she says
though,
that
they had
she knows that Howard negotiated a deal to make money off of Anna Nicole's will.
And
states that she knows he tricked her into signing documents after they initially won the case against the estate of Howard
Sweden.
Marshall.
Yeah, they're not from Norway. And B,
she finishes things off by saying she knows for a fact that Larry Burkett is the father of
Mexico. We'd be like, yeah, we don't live in Mexico.
How did Kimmy get cut out of the picture?
She seemed to be the personal assistant.
You went right to the Norway.
Did she get replaced, or did Howard just say she's got too much influence?
I'm guessing
he didn't like
Norway
the fact
also,
that,
and I thought maybe
she was her own person.
Right. Nicole Smith.
He's still going. He's still doing it.
Yes, he is.
Squeezed out of
there
the
There was a post interview.
Can you
with,
guess
Nina
from the Carter
Show? Accurate in what actually
this morning's
went
interview
on,
with Kevin and me.
This,
would you say
this
it was the most
one,
fun you've ever had?
You he's not the father. Your gut tells you he's just the leader. Your gut tells you that he's, and it's all coming true.
And this Kimmy seemed like the only one, especially in that show,
who really gave a genuine rat's ass about Nina Nicole and her condition.
It's time for a moment.
Did you know that going into when you started on the second office?
You are.
Good. When you were on the outside office, not the one, main one?
You know, I heard something about you probably know more about this than I do. That part of what's going on here is that Howard K. Stern doesn't even have to be the biological father of the
father,
which one reason he wanted to be in the house. As long as you're named on the birth certificate, you are the legal father, legal guardian of the child.
Hmm. So if they get the $88 million or whatever it ends up being from the old dude...
Well, I think it's going to end up probably, if Burkhead turns out to be the father biologically, it sounds to me like it's going to be a legal face-off between the Bahamian law where the kid was born and where they lived and the U.S. law. You know, I don't know how that's going to work, but I think it's going to get trickier from this point out.
Hmm.
That's ugly.
That's ugly. Yeah, that's horrible. What if Howard K. Stern gets hit with a piano?
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I'm just wishful thinking.
Yeah, I guess so.
Come on, Kevin, use your head. What if?
Sorry, I don't...
Maybe a safe would fall out of a window or something. We wouldn't have to worry about
Those words came out of his mouth, and they just didn't compute. I couldn't put it together.
Under Bahamian law, he becomes king.
Okay.
If he gets hit by a piano.
All right.
What if your name were Asshor? Do you ever think about that?
It's a very backwards country. Let's continue to look on the drug and alcohol-fueled freak show that is Hollywood, Lindsay Lohan. Remember when she... released that disjointed and sort of rambling email about director Robert Altman, who she had worked with once.
It was like a glowing report, right?
He passed away, and she released a horribly misspelled, sort of difficult-to-read memorial to him.
Right.
And she mentioned he was a father figure to her and how close she was and with him and how she will always forget, never forget him and always miss him. Well, apparently the two weren't close enough for her to show up at his memorial service Tuesday in New York.
Oh, my God.
Instead, like the good surrogate daughter she claimed to be, she took off with Steve-O.
to go partying in Manhattan.
Listen.
Oh, so she was in New York
at
the time.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
If you have the choice of going to a funeral or partying with Steve-O, what do you choose?
I'm just saying. Don't publish your public...
Your praise.
...declaration of love, and he was your father figure.
Yeah.
And then at least not make an appearance at the dude's memorial service.
But he's no Steve-O.
Don't mention that whore to me.
You know?
But they're not closing the bars anytime soon in New York City. You could never know. You could do both, is what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah. Trust me, I have. I've had drinking and funerals in the same day. Trust me, it can be done. Sometimes in the parking lot of the funeral home, you can do both. So that's just
what should have brought Steve-O.
He would make an excellent funeral guest.
Yes, he would.
Don't you believe? You know, it's all Broadway all the time here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I've got some Broadway news.
Oh, you for do? God's sakes.
Yeah. Actually, this is pretty interesting. They're going to make a big budget Broadway musical version of the famous book and movie Gone with the Wind. Okay. Which I can't believe they haven't done up to this point.
Yeah,
it seems like a slam dunk property in terms of something that almost everyone, even if you don't know the film or the book, you certainly know the title.
Yeah. You know that, yeah.
It has a certain amount of recognition factor for the general public. And they're talking to Hugh Jackman to play the lead in it.
Oh. Well, he's very dreamy. But
I like to sing and dance.
Remember the Carol Burnett version?
What?
So funny. On the Carol Burnett show, they did this version where she plays, what's her name?
Scarlett O'Hara?
Scarlett, yeah.
Hey,
and
Abby.
She comes down with these old curtains that she's made into a dress.
Is Lisa talking about the Carol Burnett show?
Yes,
it seems like it should be a spoof. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
What should we do about that?
I thought I was reaching
can
with the Broadway.
Can you take it seriously?
Story, but,
wow.
She's taking us back to Carol Burnett.
It would be funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd rather Kevin go back out in his car and we listen to his radio for a while. I feel like someone just hit me in the face with a bag full of nickels. I'm a little stunned. It stings a little bit and I'm woozy. I don't know. I'm a little lost.
You didn't see it coming.
Not at all. No. Caught me totally by surprise.
You feel it before you see it.
I'm a little woozy now.
Right off the train tracks.
What time is it? Maybe I should just get out. Let's just lay down.
That isn't good for you.
Hey, Lisa. Talk to the hand.
Yeah.
Catch American Idol last night?
No.
Oh, I did not.
It was so sad. So sad
was
to
it?
See Paul Kim and Rudy Cardenas go by the wayside.
Well, they were terrible.
Were they bad?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything.
Terrible.
Paul Kim was the dude, the Asian guy who...
The one with the sister or...
No, that's an Indian guy.
Oh, okay.
Paul Kim was the most Asian-looking guy in the world who acted like the blackest guy in the world.
Oh, yeah, you told me about him.
Interesting dichotomy he had going on there. It's like, yeah, I want to be your father figure, yo. And he's throwing gang signs and whatnot. And the guy wouldn't put his shoes on anytime he performed.
All right. I
and America
you
said,
me about him.
Get off my TV. So they sent him home last night.
I think he was a health hazard. I think he couldn't be anywhere near the salad bar anyway, so why not send him home?
No shoes, no shirt, no service, basically, right,
exactly.
On American Idol. Rudy Cardenas was just a guy who sang like he was in a wedding band, so they decided to let him slide. On the ladies' side, Nicole and Amy went home for the women. I'm telling you, this lineup for American Idol this year just blows.
There's no one else.
There's like one chick who has some talent. This giant, of course, big, fat, black girl.
Is that Lakeisha or whatever her name is?
Yeah, she can sing, and she did I'm Telling You I'm Not Going from Dreamgirls, which is the big, fat, black girl song.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And she did a real good job, but everyone else just blows. Show's over. I'm not even going to watch anymore.
Really?
That's not true.
No,
Wait a minute.
There's not even a horse race. There really isn't enough talent going on to keep me interested.
You swear.
I swear, I'm not interested.
Wow.
There's not enough talent in it. It's like, oh, this person's going to be up against this person. I can't see anybody competing with anybody.
So you'll stop watching.
It's like a horrible high school talent show.
So you're going to stop watching.
I have no interest.
This is the best news I've ever heard.
I have no interest.
I'm so excited.
Ruff, the How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore chick was pretty good.
But just okay. I mean, every other season of American Idol, there's been a few people who are like, wow, that person really has some talent. They deserve to be with a recording contract or a Broadway career or something. This is a find.
Fantastic.
Haven't gotten that vibe from anybody else.
Great news.
Everything else just like, they can sing. Okay.
I hope America follows you in terms of...
The bar is set too high for me after the previous seasons.
That's
imagine that.
Shocking.
So there you go. By the way, they announced the celebrity guests that are going to be stopping by and coaching the kids this season.
Michael Jackson, one of them?
The last night. They did not mention Michael Jackson. They said, so far, here's what we have booked. And they mentioned Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Really?
Going to be on there.
That's pretty big.
Gwen Stefani.
What?
Will be stopping by American Idol.
Oh, no.
Helping the kids out.
That makes sense. No, I mean, that seems right for her.
Oh, no.
And luckily, Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. he'll be coming by.
Really? That's all they can get?
No, they got Dusty Springfield, too. They're going to do
the show's got Super
British
Bowl
Invasion
ratings.
Night.
That's it?
No, there's some other people, too.
Pathetic.
I don't feel like talking about them
so
now.
So glad you're off.
So, there you
go. Hate that show. Hate everyone who talks about it.
Oh, come on. Don't be a hater.
Oh, I'm so glad you're off.
We don't need your hateration.
So glad.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Peter Fonda, longtime actor and son to legendary film actor Henry Fonda. You can see him right now in Ghost Rider. He plays the devil in the movie. He's 67 years old today. Howard Jones, Hojo. Big K-Rock artist for many years.
Was, yeah.
He was.
And he opened that chain of hotels.
Or, no, that's not
no,
the same guy.
That was Howard Johnson.
Oh.
Different guy. Although his daughter, Rashida Jones, is on The Office.
Nope.
No.
No. Gilligan.
No. That's...
So I'm looking forward to that.
Hojo's 52 years old today. Kristen Davis from Sex and the City. She's 42 years old today. Dakota Fanning. Little tiny Dakota Fanning. Little Dakota Fanning.
She's always been 50, though, don't you feel?
She is 13.
She's always been really,
and
really
she is
mature.
More mature than anyone we know.
Yeah.
Dude, you're right.
What happened to the bell?
Did you have a stroke mid bell?
That's the little girl bell.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, but it sounded like you were doing it underwater.
It sounded like it was up
really?
Your ass.
Yeah.
Let me try it again.
That's no, it's something wrong with that. What's wrong?
What happened?
I don't know what to tell you. How can you not hear that? That's wrong.
It sounds right to me.
I went to Norway, you know, and they had that.
That's the wrong button.
What in God's name is going on?
Well, that was not at all what I needed to
play. Look what you started, Lisa.
I'm sorry.
Bean is letting us know that it's Lasse Johansson's birthday from the Cardigans.
Ah.
Okay.
Guitarist, keyboardist for the Cardigans turns 34 years old today. And I
went to Norway, you know, and they had the IKEA. The IKEA was huge.
Can you please stop talking about Norway?
Nina, you've been here for 15 minutes. You're already tired of Norway? But see...
See,
thanks
she
for letting the setup happen.
She's not from Norway, is the comedy.
I was going to say, I remember as if it was yesterday at the interview, and then Bean played it apparently from his main house through a window. I don't know why it seems so distant.
We're a little off in the timing today.
I hate the show.
Just a little off, though.
I hate us. I hate myself.
Just a little off.
I want it to be over.
Are you guys having a killer time?
let's all play everything at once.
Oh, my God.
Let's get out of here, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Please. Jimmy Kimmel coming back. Maybe he can right the ship.
I'm waiting for your out, man.
I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz.
Come on, give it to us.
Speak.
Here today, it's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's a Friday morning. Of course, this weekend is the big Oscar telecast, and immediately after the 76th Annual Academy Awards is going to be a special Jimmy Kimmel Live after the Oscars. I think this is the second time Jimmy's done that, and he is back on the phone with us to talk about it here today. I still can't get over the fact that we know a guy who's hosting a show as big as the Jimmy Kimmel Live show. But here he is. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Jimmy.
I can't get over the fact that I still even talk to you guys.
I know. You'd think by now you would have blown us off.
I know, you would think, but apparently we're joined forever.
I think so.
Did you just get finished with Good Morning America? Is that what you did?
Yeah, well, I call it GMA, but yeah, I did. I just finished with GMA and SAM champion, and now I'm headed over to work because I work 24 hours a day now.
You do,
pretty
that's
much,
true.
Yeah.
Every time we talk to Jimmy, he is exhausted and ready to drop dead, and it doesn't seem like you ever get a break.
No, I'm a regular Richard Simmons.
Jimmy, tell us about the Academy Award special that's coming up Sunday night. It's after, I guess, the Academy Award coverage starts at 3 in the afternoon, by the way.
Yeah, and at 3 in the afternoon, it seemed like it. Kevin, you know what I was, actually, I told the story on GMA about when we snuck into the governor's ball.
Oh, yeah, dressed as waiters?
Yeah, only problem is I did the whole segment, and then afterwards they told me that my mic wasn't on.
Oh, no.
So you got a big plug, and then you got no plug.
Excellent. Jimmy and I snuck in. We went through the kitchen, and we got into the governor's ball, and then we got thrown out, and then we got back in, and then we got thrown out, I think, and then we got back in.
Wow.
Our genius idea was if we get there at noon and wear tuxedos, we can just stick it out. We'll hang out the whole time, and it'll seem like we're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
So we got there at like noon, and the thing started at 9 o'clock, and we stayed the whole time. Nobody bothered us at all. And then as soon as the people started coming in for the party, I mean, the moment we got a glimpse of like Meryl Streep or something, they said, okay, you guys have to leave.
You guys out.
Oh.
Yeah. And then we snuck back in through the main entrance, oddly enough, which we could have done, Jimmy, had we just shown up at 8:30 or whatever it was.
Yeah, but you know what, Kevin? No, that was a real testament to us because we were kicked out and all was lost, and we were laughing at ourselves, but we were also very upset, and we said, you know what? Screw it. We're going in. And we practically rode Steven Spielberg back into the theater.
We just walked in like we belonged there. But it had been like 8 hours. I mean, we put so much time into it.
What did you do inside? Did you guys help set up tables and stuff for 8 hours or what?
Just, by the way, here's our brilliant strategy that we...
Just stayed out of the way, Bean.
Kevin calls our old producer, Frank Murphy, and he goes, well, look on the credits and see what the producer of the show's name is, because we're trying to give names like we're supposed to be there. So he looks in the credits like, Gil Cates, his name's Gil Cates. And so Kevin and I are like, yeah, we're here with Gil Cates.
Oh, my God.
No one would know who Gil Cates was.
Right, right.
Yeah, it didn't work really well. But we did get back in, right? I mean, we got back in and we talked to him. But here's,
we didn't.
Here's John my reason. Travolta. Here's my reason in bringing it up. Oh yeah, we did. We talked to John Travolta.
I forgot about that.
Very nice. If you start watching at 3 o'clock, there's no way you're going to have the energy to watch Jimmy Kimmel at 11:30.
Yeah, but don't start watching it.
Nobody
at
3 o'clock. Does.
Let me tell you something. If you watch those red carpet interview shows, you are so gay it is ridiculous. I mean, that is just nonsense.
I'm with you on that. The arrivals are from 3 to 5, and then the road to the Oscars is a special from 5 to 5:30, and then the Oscars are on at 5:30, and then there's an after show with Barbara Walters, and then there's the news, then there's Jimmy, and Jimmy's going to be...
No.
Am I wrong?
I don't know if you're... Barbara Walters passed away this morning.
She died?
I think she's fine. I think...
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think she's right. You know, I don't know if you heard this or not, Kevin, but the show is always long and always runs later. And they don't even seem like, maybe you've heard this, Jimmy, that they're even going to try to make it on time. They said, yeah, we're starting at 3.5 hours. And then if it goes longer than that, that's fine. It's like they don't even care how long it is this year for some reason.
But Jimmy has big guests. You got Dr. Phil, right?
Yep.
Have you ever had him before?
No, I never have. This is my first Dr. Phil experience.
All right, I want to send over a clip to you in the email so that you can play it for him and ask him what he was talking about.
Which one was it?
F you, you effing bitch.
I want you to play that and say, what were you talking about?
Well, clearly he was saying F you to an effing bitch.
Well, that's true. I didn't think about it that way.
Jimmy, we were talking a little while ago about the time, I don't remember which year it was of the Oscars, that you did the funny thing with Jon Stewart during the show. Will we see you during the Oscar telecast as well with Ellen?
Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, yes. That was during my show, actually. Believe me, they're not letting me on the Oscar telecast in any way, shape, or form.
They're just letting you date Ellen?
Yes, I'm dating Ellen. No, I did. I shot a little bit with Ellen like we did with Jon Stewart last year. So hopefully that will be...
She has never hosted the Oscars before, but I don't have any doubt that she's going to do a great job. She's very funny, right, Jim?
I think she'll be great because she did a great job with the Emmys a few years ago. So I think she'll be great. But what the hell do I know, really, you know?
Gwen Stefani is going to do the music.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's strong.
And she'll be good. She'll be all right.
Dr. Phil, how do you listen to all those people's problems?
You know, occasionally I might... drink a little bit. Yeah. Well, actually, I drink with Xanax. Mm-hmm. Actually, I take 2 to 3 times what is prescribed for Xanax.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
And pour alcohol on top of it.
Dr. Phil.
And I've got 15 pill bottles with narcotics hidden under a shelf in a closet.
Well, that's not right.
Wow, Jimmy, you're going to have a hell of an interview.
That's
awesome. Yep, Dr. Phil, he's got problems. Dr. Phil is on Jimmy, Gwen Stefani, Ellen DeGeneres. It's the After Oscars show on Sunday night. And I don't know if I'm too close to it, if I just like you and your sense of humor, but I really do think it's the best late night show on TV.
I agree.
Thank you, Kevin, but you're definitely too close to it.
I am. I know. I apologize.
Jimmy, good luck, man. I hope you win an Oscar when you're there this Sunday.
Me too. I hope so, too. I really do.
Thanks, Jim.
Take care.
Bye. You can email any of us at any time, Kevin at krock.com, Bean at krock.com. Bean especially enjoys the forwards, so send those to him.
You know, it's funny you mention that. I have actually, I don't need them. Thank you.
You don't need them. Okay.
Ralph was complaining again to me last night that he doesn't have any information on the steak and BJ day. And he wants to know, how can he get people to send that to him at Ralph at krock.com?
Nice.
And I want to know why listeners are sending topless photos to Lisa. Chicks.
This was the weirdest thing.
Not us. All right?
I mean, just out of the blue.
That's what the little CC is for, people.
Exactly. Use your
heads.
But don't abuse it, I think is what we're going to say.
That's correct.
You can email any of us if you're too dumb to figure out our email addresses. We do have them all on the Kevin and Bean page at krock.com. Dear party people, what the F is what all of us think when we watch an episode of Lost these days. Well, thank God we finally found out the secret behind the tattoo that we didn't know or care that Jack had. Listen, I think you guys have got to do a segment where you remind listeners about the things that Lost has slipped into the show, things that we should be hearing about, but we're not. Like, remember before the break when Locke and the Fruit Cutters went down into yet another goddamn hatch and there was some sort of pirate or something on the monitors down there? That's the type of thing that I'd be interested to find out what happened. Remember that pirate, guys?
Oh, sure. Yes. Forgot about that.
There's no way that this show is leading to a feasible ending in which we find out about how they're being tracked by Desmond's girlfriend, never mentioned again, how the island heals people, no answers there, why the sharks have Dharma signals, we don't know, what the smoke monster does, we don't know, what's to do with the eye patch, is Meredith Grey going to die on Grey's Anatomy, oh wait, that's the wrong show. Come on, guys. You've got to do something. It's like they're improvising the program. Remember when it used to be well-planned? There would even be connections in people's flashbacks? I don't think there's been one of those at all during the entire third season. I'm an outraged listener who can't get all those hours devoted to Lost back. P.S. Lisa, I know it's only radio, but show your boobies. Okay, Matt. We'll take care of that for you.
Easily done. Tyra Banks Sports Illustrated is what this subject line is. We were talking yesterday about Tyra Banks and how she was celebrating Black History Month by recreating the 10-year anniversary of her being on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, what's up? I think Tyra wants to take Beyonce's thunder since she just came out on the cover of the new issue of Sports Illustrated. Jealous anyone? Rudy.
We thought that. Bean doesn't think so.
Of course Bean doesn't think so.
The other thing I'm suggesting is that it makes sense that she would be doing her Sports Illustrated show this week because that's when Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue comes out every year.
Right. So, we consider that and we turn it down.
Yes.
Okay. Flatly. Denied.
We had a phone topic yesterday about a new book called The Guy in the Striped Shirt, The People You Hate. And we got such phenomenal response from that that we may have to revisit that because the book is all about the type of people that you hate.
Yeah.
And here's a couple examples of people we didn't talk about on the air yesterday, but we got emails on. Thomasina writes in, the people I hate are the people who think you give a crap about their kids and what they do and what they say. And oh my God, the pictures, please stop with the pictures. I think we've all known one or two people like that in the past. Here's another one, and I've met people like this before. The guy I hate is the huh or the what guy.
Oh,
you know, the guy you say, that's a great shirt, and his reply is, huh? And then he answers you, oh, yeah, I know, I got it at this one store. Or you say, hey, Saturday, there's this concert I'm going to, and they say, what? Oh, yeah, I saw them in Las Vegas. Their first response is they didn't hear you. They say, what? And then before you can reply back, they respond to what you said. What's that about? Kristen. We know people like that. I can't explain it either.
I think it's just a natural reaction. That's their crutch to think for a second.
I sometimes don't really hear all the words, and I replay it in my head, so it takes me a minute to put it all together.
And I'm like half as fast as you. So you can see how that works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, the Download Rodeo. We're getting a lot of response from this. You can go to krock.com. It's on the front page there. You just click on it, and you can download the songs, MP3 files, from our show. Anything that is not copyrighted, you can use an MP3 file on your computer. You can put it on your phone for a ringtone. We're going to tell you later this morning how you can use it as your car horn.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point about the copyrighted, because a lot of the stuff that people love that they hear in our show are things that we get off of, you know, TV show and movies and songs and things like that. And unfortunately, that stuff we don't have the rights to, but anything that we do on the show, and you'd be surprised at how much stuff there is that you'd recognize, that's fair game and free at krock.com.
Here's an example of something that we can't play, but I wish we could with all my heart, because let's see, Jim writes, hey fellas, I love the Download area, but could you please add the Louis Farrakhan where he admonishes the masses to be good and don't y'all be gay? That's this.
Yeah. Y'all be good. Praise the Lord. Don't smoke. Don't drink. Don't fornicate. Don't commit adultery. Don't you be gay, and God will love you.
That's a wonderful sentiment, but we can't put it on the website because that's
too bad,
unfortunately. Here's a request for the Download Rodeo. That Isn't Good For You by Psycho Mike. So I thought that was nice.
That Isn't Good For You.
Put that up.
Not me, but...
That's not Mike.
I know, but the listener thought it was, so I was going to continue to keep it going. Great idea with the downloads. Happy to see...
Open wide for Chunky.
On there. That's just a thing. You put that on your phone if you'd like to. Ralph went to see the auditions for Who Wants to Be a Superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy there who was, I forget his name, Super Mexican, Big Papa El Rey. That was his name. And this was his slogan.
Did somebody order Mexican?
So that's going up.
You know, you can make that what are they called? The callback toads. Like, if you've got a Mexican guy in your life, every time he calls, the phone will say, did somebody order Mexican?
Just him, right?
Awesome.
Yeah. Hiya, Kevin and Bean. I've been plugged in since the early days when you were slathering barbecue sauce on lightning to see if it worked as suntan lotion on the roof tied to a chair. Why did we do that?
Because you're mean.
I listen from 5:30 till the end. Can you please add to the Kevin and Bean Download Rodeo, Bean F's Sheep?
Oh, no, we don't.
Be glad
I
to.
Don't think we even have that anymore.
To stop the fluff is not good enough. Slow, mean, and deep. Run, you're in trouble if you've got 4 feet. Kevin Lightning and Round Ball live in L.A.
Listen to this rhyme.
They get out of bed and go to work at K-Rock.
Yes, every day at K-Rock. How does she do it? She's a lyrical genius. And I got probably the most requests that I got. And this is very troubling to me because it's not really my kid. But it's what Bean plays every time I'm out of town, and it's the little kid saying, Daddy, where are you? I got...
Daddy, where are you?
5 or 6 requests for that. Very sad.
Do you think it's the same deal from where people want to put it on so when they're talking to actors for Shea Jones just after the news at 7? No surprise she went into acting with Tommy Lee Jones as her dad. So probably. That's coming up right after the news. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
I'm speaking of Daddy's in Vegas
Jones
again.
Real dad, Quincy Jones.
Yes.
He was in the audience of American Idol last night.
You know what else we should put up while we're talking about
Marino was performing last night with the Vodoff show, so they brought back one of their alumni to perform for everybody, and she apparently is going to be on Broadway in The Color Purple, the musical based on the Steven Spielberg film Fantasia Barrino.
Okay.
She sang a number from The Color Purple. That is the Broadway musical version of the movie Steven Spielberg did with Whoopi Goldberg and Orca Winfrey.
Orca, yes.
Sure.
So
they brought Fantasia back because they have an hour to fill for 30 seconds of letting people go on the show, right?
Yeah.
Tell me again how you're over it. Tell me that part.
Well, here's the thing. They did themselves a disservice last night because I think the talent so far this season have been so subpar that you bring out somebody like Fantasia Barrino who can sing her ass off and is an entertainer. She just rocked the house. You're like, well, these people have no business even being in the same room with those girls.
No one compares. Fantastic.
And so I've lost interest in the show because the talent pool is so weak this year. And it stuns me. It stuns me, rather. They go around to these cities. I don't know, 107 cities. They 3 years they had this audition process. They see 14 million people in every amphitheater and football stadium across this great country of ours. And this is the 12 they ended up with?
Maybe we're officially out.
Maybe. I think we're out of singers.
We've run out.
America is out of singers. That's no one else can sing in America.
Talent out there.
That's the best news ever.
America can no longer sing.
So you're not going to come in and talk about American Idol?
I'm not interested anymore.
That's
I don't think there's enough talent to make an interesting enough horse race for me to pull for anyone or to pay attention.
Excellent.
Plus, I watched Wednesday night. They never one time showed Michael and Walt in the boat either. So I'm out too.
That's a whole other show.
That's another show you're not watching.
And it's just a matter of time until someone figures out how to make more money from American Idol. This is a genius idea. I cannot believe I didn't come up with this. Folks that run American Idol are starting up Idol Camp.
Oh, no.
Would you be willing to spend $2,900 to send your kid to Idol Camp?
Oh, my God.
To teach them how to be performers?
It's a 10-day summer camp for 12 to 15-year-olds on the grounds of a private school in Massachusetts. Kids who have folks who are dumb enough to pony up $2,900 can have them receive instruction in singing, dancing, acting, audition techniques. And 700 spots will be available for the 10-day camp. 700 times 2,900, it's called a 3,000. It's like $1 billion.
It is. It's accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine I could have started Idol Camp.
Yeah. Sure.
Could have done it in my backyard. Charge like $10,000 a kid because I can only fit like 4.
Right.
But still.
And then you insult everyone that sings.
Right. Teeth toughen them up like a boot camp.
Hey, you blow! Do it again.
How old do you have to be to go to Idol Camp?
Is it 12 to 15
too young for Dave?
12 to 15-year-olds.
All right!
So they'll enjoy. It's too young for Dave. I don't know. Who's Dave?
King of Mexico.
King of Mexico? To send him.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he liked young kids or something.
No.
He's going to be a counselor and start messing
with
him.
Sounds like fun for Dave.
But no. Yeah, he would enjoy that. I'd like to sing some Stevie Wonder.
I want to rap now.
Yeah. Britney Spears. It's just getting uglier. She is back in rehab now. Hopefully it'll stick this time.
It's been almost 24 hours, right?
Yeah. She hasn't left yet.
Bonus.
She really learned her lesson. National Enquirer now is reporting that a lot of details of the evening she shaved her head are starting to come to light. Reportedly, according again to the National Enquirer, so take it for what it's worth, she tried to commit suicide twice in the hours after walking into that Encino beauty parlor and shaving her head. Once threatening to OD on Xanax, the other threatening to walk into traffic.
the lamest suicide attempt ever.
I'm going to walk into traffic.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold my breath till I turn blue. Shut up. Yeah,
no kidding.
Was your bodyguard there by any chance?
Of course.
Yeah. Well,
no, Brittany, don't do it.
I'm sorry, can I hear that again?
No, Brittany, don't do it.
Where was he when she was shaving her head?
No,
he was
Brittany,
there.
Don't shave it.
No.
No, he said to the girl, who ran the joint,
she can do whatever she wants. She's Britney Spears.
Yeah.
That isn't good for you.
No, it is not. Of course, Kevin Federline now looking like a saint.
No.
People around him saying it's all a big ploy. What he's doing is he's laying low, letting her self-destruct. He will get custody of the kids, and then he will demand enormous multi-million dollar child support payments from Britney Spears. He'll take that money, he'll feed them on pork rinds and Mountain Dew, and he'll take the rest and, you know, build another shark tank and do some blow of a hooker's ass.
Yeah.
Smart, smart.
A year later, he'll be out again, dating someone rich.
Best part? Us Weekly Magazine has found a video of Anna Nicole Smith reaching out to Britney Spears.
Oh,
as if
no.
They couldn't get any scummier. These two stories now have been brought together in some sort of beautiful, just fusion of horribleness.
Anna
Nicole Smith reaching out to Britney, saying she would like to be her friend and help her deal with the fame pressure that she was going.
Wow.
The
same
dealer or anything? I mean, do they know each other at all?
In the video, Anna says she thinks Britney is totally cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta get me some.
Does the video end like this?
Hi, I'm Anna Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Kevin and Bean on the World.
Anna?
Is that how it ends?
Oddly enough, no.
Oh, that's too bad.
That I gotta remind folks again who maybe have been not paying attention fully to the Anna Nicole Smith trial that's been going on. You need to see the Anna Clown Face video to understand how evil Howard K. Stern is and how much that man not only shouldn't get the money or the kid, but needs to be in jail.
And he's worked his way into having the money.
Yeah.
Looks like.
That video, I can't watch anymore.
We're talking about TMZ. Go to TMZ.com. You can see the video.
It's like an emotional snuff film.
It is. It's,
you just see a woman. Here's the thing. I believe that she's always been sort of mildly retarded. And she comes from this white trash background, and those kind of people should not have money and fame thrust upon them because they just don't have the emotional equipment to deal.
Or kids.
True. Or kids.
True.
And I think maybe you could say a lot of the same things about Britney Spears, quite frankly. But to see this guy just sort of taking advantage of her and letting her flounder in this drug-induced sort of horror that she's living in, it's heartbreaking. It really is.
8 months pregnant, and he's just laughing about how much money he's going to get for the video.
She's all whacked out on something.
Yeah. you need a protector. Not Nicolas Cage, but you need somebody to look after you if
more
you're in
of
that
a
condition.
Anna Nicole Smith protector.
And I was thinking about Anna, and I think you're so right. I think she was a low IQ subject. I mean, I think she was like an 85 IQ or something, and she needed some special attention, and instead she got to do whatever she wanted or whatever somebody else told her to do.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's bad news. All right, good times.
Good times.
Yeah, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Good morning, everybody.
Today's
celebrity birthdays. Dakota Fanning, talented little genius that she is 13 years old today.
Something evil about her. I don't know what. Just there's something wrong.
Well, kids shouldn't be that smart or well-developed or intelligent.
She's smarter than all of us, and she's got something going on. She's pulling some strings. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
A little Stephen King character kind of thing in her.
It's scary. She scares me.
Dare try the bell again?
Yeah, well, give it a shot. Sure.
That's a sad bell.
That doesn't sound bad to you.
I know. It sounds normal to me.
Yeah.
Well, you need to change normal then, because that sounds like it's dying. That bell is on its last breath.
Kristen Davis from Sex and the City turns 42 years old today. Howard Jones, Hojo, turns 52. Peter Fonda, longtime TV and movie actor, currently can be seen in Ghost Rider, playing the devil. He's 67 years old today. And Lasse Johansson, guitarist, keyboardist for the Cardigans, one of our favorite all-time bands right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean Show, Oscar weekend, as you know, we talked to Jimmy Kimmel last hour. He's got a big post-Oscar special on Sunday night. And I know what you're thinking. You know what? I don't really care about the Oscars. Yeah. I didn't really see very many of these movies. But if there's a way I could see Penelope Cruz,
that's Bean's model.
Then I'd be interested.
They literally, one of the guys literally fell there.
Where's Penelope Cruz show us with his head on the table?
There's only one guy you go to answer a question like that.
It's our old friend, Mr. Skin.
And we fired off
from Mr. Skin.
All of our questions in the first 30 seconds because they wouldn't answer. And then
hey,
we were just
Kevin and Bean, how you guys doing?
Very good, thank you.
It wasn't good.
Well, we're doing great. Yeah. I got to tell you.
Eight times. She's been
what would Matt Lauer
do
in that situation?
Penelope Cruz has been naked eight times?
Are we Matt Lauer? No.
The best movie she ever appeared naked is a movie she did in 1992 back in Spain before she hit it big in the U.S. Hamon.
So, Cardigans. Do you think it's all right to sing songs to 13-year-olds?
Yes,
he would have. Right in the corner. I'm Ralph Garman. I watch the show.
She's been naked in eight movies. It's pretty amazing.
Mr. Skin, how many movies would you say you've watched all the way through?
About four. But I fast-forwarded through about 20,000.
That's what he does. He finds the nudity, and then he pauses, and now he's got a website up with that. It does cost you, but it's worth it because you get to see all these celebrities in their naked best. So
it's so worth it. It's pictures and video. But before we move on from Penelope Cruz, a lot of times when actresses make it big, like after they win their Oscar or even nominated for an Oscar, that's it. They decide they're not going to do the nude anymore. What do you think about Penelope? She's not going to give that up, is she?
No, you know, because she's from Europe, and there's a whole different view on nudity. You know, you look at even Kate Winslet, who's up for a Best Actress. You think she's going to stop being naked? I mean, she was naked in Little Children, the movie she's nominated for. So
yeah.
It just depends. I think it really depends with the actress, but when you get the Europeans, there's no worries at all.
Now, we're picking our Best Actress category. We're picking by who we like naked the most, okay? So,
okay. Oh, beautiful.
So Penelope Cruz, 8 times.
Yes.
Judi Dench.
She's been naked twice, but sometimes there's good news when an actress hasn't been naked a lot.
So. Yeah, I was looking on your site, and I saw the video and the pictures of her, and yeah, it's a better thing for some people to not be naked. So we're
that was
voting
a long time ago.
So
too,
she's
right?
Not our pick. Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah. I didn't think she was going to win in this category for nudity.
No,
I didn't think
no, God no.
Meanwhile, Helen Mirren, who is the odds-on favorite to win the Oscar for The Queen, loves taking off her clothes in the films, yeah. Doesn't she, Mr. Skin?
Let me just say, 13 movies in her career she's been naked in. 13. You know, now she's from the UK, so
yeah.
She's not afraid of it. But all of her really great nudity was done in the late 60s, early 70s, and a little into the 80s. But for 10 years, she was naked a ton. And you know what? Another thing, in her 60s, I believe, Calendar Girl, a couple years ago, she was naked in. So she was naked in 1969 all the way through 2003. So I much prefer the nude scenes like Savage Messiah and Age of Consent back in the early 70s, but she's been naked for a long, long time.
Sir, your thoughts on Helen Mirren?
That isn't good for you.
Right. Okay. Meryl Streep? I'm sorry, before.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. I didn't even realize that Meryl Streep, who's considered the greatest American actress, some say of all time, had ever been naked in a movie. But not only was she naked, not only is it on MrSkin.com, but it was in a pretty big role for her.
Yeah, it was the movie Silkwood she did with Cher. Remember that movie from 1983 about the nuclear power plants and stuff? And
was it when she was being hosed down?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Actually, it was at the 24-minute mark when she was flashing. She went and flashed a guy, it's a real quick scene, but with DVD and being able to slow it down. It's a clear shot of her breast. She flashes open her little jump suit and shows him her left breast. And that's it for Meryl Streep nudity. Bridges of Madison County was a lot of body double work, but this was her best.
Mr. Skin knew the movie and the moment in the movie. He said it's 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
Sure.
24 minutes in. That's fantastic.
And you mentioned of the Best Actress nominees for the Oscars this Sunday night, you mentioned Kate Winslet, who's been naked a lot of times. And by the way, I saw this Little Children movie, and not only is she naked, there's a sex scene of her on top of the washing machine. And she famously, in the interviews around this movie, Mr. Skin, said she wanted to be a regular suburban housewife, did not go out of her way to look good, did not work out or anything like that. That's just her body as it looks when she's not on the treadmill.
Right. And she actually has done that a few times in her career. Her body's gone, you know, up and down. I thought she looked really good in Titanic when she was naked, but if you saw her in Iris from 2001, she didn't look as good. And, you know, that's fine. I have no problem. She's done so much nudity that you could just sift through the ones where her body looked great and maybe discard the ones where it didn't.
How far into that movie was she naked in?
Well, in Little Children?
Yeah.
Oh, about 42 minutes in.
She
actually had a couple of nude scenes in that.
42 minutes.
Yeah, but she, I thought she was really sexy in Little Children, but I want you guys to know her best movie for nudity is one she did in 99 called Holy Smoke, where Harvey Keitel's in the movie and she stands completely naked in front of him at about an hour and 4 minutes in. And it's just a long scene, and very few actresses would stand completely naked like that for that long a scene, but Kate Winslet did.
And that's what a remarkable actor she is, too, is because that was her follow-up, if I remember, Mr. Skin, to Titanic. She had the biggest movie of all time, and she followed it with this little indie movie where she got naked. She certainly didn't have to, but God bless her. She loves her body as much as we do.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the Best Supporting Actresses. And this is what's fantastic about the list this year. And again, we're talking to Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com. There are 5 nominees, as usual, for Best Supporting Actress. And the 2 that you want to see naked have gotten naked. The 3 that you don't want to see naked have done the right thing and not been nude on film.
That is exactly right. And that Adrian Barraza from Babel, she's never nude. She's been on Mexican TV a lot.
Which one is she? Which character in Babel?
She was the nanny. The nanny who went down to Mexico.
Oh, the nanny. Oh, no, yeah. No.
Yeah, so that, you're right. That's a good thing.
No.
Abigail Breslin, of course, you know, not even in the running here.
She's the little girl in Little Miss Sunshine, right?
Yeah, I have to say, right, exactly. She's the little girl in Little Miss Sunshine. And I have to say, I'd be intrigued to see Jennifer Hudson from Dreamgirls naked. I'd be intrigued.
No.
She has not been naked. But the two, Kate Blanchett, who's nominated for Notes on a Scandal, she actually did a movie called Elizabeth in 98, where 39 minutes in, she showed left breast. So
39 minutes left breast.
Yeah,
left
she breast. Is not, she is not, that's the extent of her career nudity. It's not much, but she has been naked. But Rinko Kikuchi, who was the, you know, in Babel, the girl that was walking around naked pretty much the entire...
The Asian chick, right? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much the entire movie. Some very graphic nude scenes.
Yeah.
That's her debut nudity, but a pretty good debut.
She's the mute Japanese teenager in Babel, for folks who don't know. And how perfect is it for you, Mr. Skin, that the word coochie is actually in her last name?
You know what? I'm biting my tongue here trying to not say too much, but when your name's Rinko Kikuchi, I could go so many directions with that.
That's why you're our skin foreman. That's why you're our man.
Yeah. You're begging for it. So there's a free tour at MrSkin.com, and then you can sign up for the membership. And I promise you, if you sign up, you will never cancel, because I have found it to be such a resource. I know I always tell you this, Mr. Skin, but I'll see a hottie on a TV show that I've never heard of before. I instantly go to your side so I can see her naked. It's instant gratification once they make it big.
You know, and I appreciate that, because when I envisioned this site before it was launched back in 1998, when I was sitting down thinking I should do a website, what you're saying is exactly what I thought. I want guys that are watching a television show or seeing a movie and see a hot babe to automatically think, where can I go to see if she's been naked? I need to know. And that, when I hear that, that makes me very happy.
Would you say it's skintuitive?
Fantastic.
All right, fantastic.
Last question for you, Mr. Skin. We're getting ready to talk to the beautiful actress Rashida Jones. She plays Karen over there on The Office. Do you know off the top of your head if she's done any naked work?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, The Office has been very skingy when it comes to nudity.
See what he did?
Yeah, the TV, it's very little skin from The Office people, which is a...
Would you say she was skin-timidated?
Yeah, I believe so, but we'll get most of the girls. The problem is the girls from that show are mostly TV people and just haven't been in R-rated movies to have a chance to get naked. But that's okay. They're hot, and hopefully down the road they'll do some nudity.
All right.
Absolutely. MrSkin.com is the site. Have a terrific time watching the Oscars this week, and maybe there'll be some sort of a slip-up with a dress during the telecast, and you'll get something else for your site.
We're always there, ready to catch nips.
Come on, Judi Dench.
Thanks, Mr. Skin.
All right, you guys. Take care. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa. Here's what I love about having Rashida Jones from The Office on, because she can come on this morning and remind everybody how funny last night's Office was.
I love that.
Should remember to watch it last night at 8:30 on NBC. Rashida Jones, first time ever on The Kevin and Bean Show. It's great to talk to you. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
We're great. We couldn't be, I know you hear this all the time, couldn't be bigger Office fans. It's one of those shows that we talk about every week. It's so great. Congratulations on being a part of that.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so fun. I can't even believe it.
I'm sure people ask you probably this the most, which is, if people are Office fans, they pretty much want Jim and Pam to get together in the relationship, and you come in and you take Jim kind of away.
Yes.
So was it good news, bad news when they said you were going to be in The Office, or were you excited?
Definitely good news, but I was very worried that people were going to throw gum in my hair on the street.
Has anyone thrown gum in your hair?
And nobody's done that.
Excellent.
And actually, everybody's been really, really nice. People have been very positive about me.
You said in one of the interviews, maybe it was your Entertainment Weekly piece, that you couldn't believe the first day you were on the set because you were such a big fan of the TV show, and then all of a sudden it just seemed like you were a contest winner who got to tour the set or something. All of a sudden you're on your favorite show, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I still kind of feel like that. I look around once in a while, I'm like, I cannot believe I'm doing a scene with Steve Carell.
So you used to watch the show before you actually got on it?
I did. I was a really big fan of the British version.
Right.
And then I was, like, really, really positive that the American version was going to be terrible.
Of course, because you compare it to the British one, and you say, no way, why are they going to try this? And now you go, hey, much better.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think.
Exactly. Well, it's good. I mean, they were kind of the underdog, you know? And then it's good because I kind of was the underdog, too. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, last night, you and Jim are at the party at the CFO's home, and you're introducing him to all the people that you've dated, and I just have a kind of a montage from last night's show. This is Rashida Jones as Karen.
That's Drake. I used to date.
Oh. Okay, cool. Thanks for telling me.
And it didn't end well.
Gotcha.
Don't mention that you and I are dating, because I think he might still have feelings for me.
What the hell? Have you dated, like, every guy here? Wow. You got me.
I so got you.
So none of them?
Of course not. I mean, you're kind of like my first.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's so easy. Okay. It's not even fun.
Rashida, there's nobody who's as hot as you that has that sense of humor. I refuse to believe that this character exists. I'm sorry. I really do.
I don't. That's my character.
I'll tell you what's cool is that your character, Jim, has always been the smart aleck, smarter than everyone on the show.
And I know, exactly. I got to finally...
Yeah, and you upstage him with that. Yeah. You kind of put him down and show him that you're in charge.
Yeah, exactly. That was the funnest part of it, was like pranking the prankster.
I guess I hadn't been paying attention to this until your character mentioned it on the show last night, but after the two branches merged on The Office, after your workplace came to their workplace, you're really the only person left out of that whole group. Everybody else is gone.
I know. Well, Ed Helms, who plays Andy, he'll be back soon. He's just in anger management.
Anger management, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little fix-in.
Did you know that going into when you started on the second office, when you were on the outside office, not the main one?
I knew.
I have asked that worse?
No.
I don't think so.
You knew that you were going to be held over?
I knew that we would merge. I never knew how long. I actually thought I was originally supposed to do 8 episodes. So, you know, they just kept me as long as they could use me and needed me and liked me. So, you know, we'll see.
Well, my fear is there's going to be some horrible workplace shooting incident. I mean, that's my,
why would you say that?
Because she's the only one left. She's the only one left. And I just figured that's the plot point. That's what's still to come on The Office.
Don't pay any attention to him.
I'll tell you one of the reasons why I ask it is because I saw on the news yesterday that you've signed up to do another TV show. And a lot of times that's how you can tell what's going to happen on the show you like somebody on, is because you see that they've taken another job. Aren't you going to be on a new show too?
Well, I can say categorically that that's not the case, because, you know, you can do, you'll see, there's like, somebody was just saying that the coach on Friday Night Lights has a recurring on Grey's Anatomy. Like,
right.
There's no, you can do all of it.
So you're going to do both. You're going to be fine with that.
I'm going to be fine with that.
All right.
That is a new Fox comedy called The Rules of Starting Over. We'll get a chance to see more from Rashida Jones. When's that one going to be on TV, Rashida?
We'll see. We'll see if they pick it up. They want to pick it up.
All right, The Office airs Thursday nights at 8:30 on NBC. You're terrific on the show. I'm glad you came on to talk to us today. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much, you guys.
And good luck with that whole shooting thing.
I'm so glad, Kevin, you did not remind Rashida Jones when we had her on from The Office a few minutes ago about the time that I so pissed off her father that I wanted to crawl into a hole and die.
Oh,
you remember that?
I forgot about that.
What did you do?
We had Quincy Jones, who, if you know him at all today, you probably think of him just as the record producer who did the Michael Jackson albums. But the guy is a legend in music, a jazz just giant from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Just a tremendous artist. And we were having him as a guest on our show a number of years ago, and he was running late. And we were, at the time, K-Rock was right over there by Warner Brothers Records. It was really close. I mean, you could walk between the two in like 3 minutes, right? So I'm mouthing off, being me, and I'm like, well, you know, if Quincy Jones get his black ass over here, we can get going with this interview, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't think anything of it, but apparently Mr. Jones was listening, and when he arrived, he really almost buried me with the look he gave me. I felt like I'd pooped on the Pope. I mean, I couldn't have felt any worse, because here's this legend who's standing in front of you, and you've made fun of him in that way, and I wanted to die.
If only you could have had any idea that would be offensive in the least, you know?
I meant it as funny. I didn't mean it as disrespectful, but that's the way it was intended.
No. So
I was afraid you were going to hang me with that when we had his daughter.
I would have. Shoot.
That's why I didn't mention it.
The good news is that Bean has learned his lesson. He's never done anything like that again.
That's true. That was the last time.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day, no matter what topic you want to call in on, including the new movie Zodiac.
Oh, yes, Jake Gyllenhaal. You find that Zodiac killer.
Oh, my God. We're going over a form yesterday where CBS, who owns this radio station, wants to know all of our websites. They want to know all of the advertising. They want to know all the links. They want to know all of the non-radio stuff. They want everything from us. The man is breathing down Bean's neck. Yep. And he's not going to take it. He's standing up to the man. And that's what I like about Bean.
Hey, you guys really have nothing to worry about from that memo that you got from CBS? Because they keep referring to the talent. The talent? Not Kevin and Bean.
Hey, that's going to be my out.
That's
exactly what I'm going to have my lawyer argue.
I like that.
Hey, Nicole. Moist. Hmm. Oh, yeah. Moist. Oh, you know what? How about the word moist? That makes you feel moist. All right. I'm done.
Good.
That's fun. Nicole, make sure you're listening. Moist.
She just ran off the road.
She's on the
she's
in the ditch
now
someplace.
An accident.
I was listening to our friend Nicole this morning. We were playing that. She makes the hottest sound when you say moist.
Oh,
it's awesome.
She's making it right now. No one can hear it. Sad. It's very sad.
Moist.
We were talking about the type of person that you hate, the type of guy that you hate.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of feedback on this one.
You know, guys who I hate that like Hello Kitty and High School Musical and just really gay stuff that all 12-year-old girls would like.
How dare you?
We hate that guy, too.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, I got two separate people that I love to hate. Number one is leaf blower guy. F*** you, leaf blower guy. I'd like to put that leaf blower up your ass.
Yes.
And the second would be orders $40 to $50 worth of food in the drive-thru, guy.
No.
You, too. Make me wait 20, 30 minutes next time. Go inside, you asshole.
Nice.
I agree. Wow.
Nicely done. 323-520-AFRO.
All right, we got the Oscars this weekend. Everyone's got an Oscar pool in their office. Usually you throw in $5, whatever. You got to pick the big five or six categories. So I'm going to give you a little some tips.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is the gist of what people are saying inside the motion picture industry. These are all been culled from the Los Angeles Times, the Hollywood Reporter, Daily Variety. These are the winners that they're prognosticating will walk away with the gold statue by the end of the weekend.
So kind of the consensus.
Exactly.
All right.
Here we go. Best picture. Apparently, this is the biggest question mark of the evening in terms of who's going to win the Oscar.
Best picture.
Some people are saying it's got to be between Little Miss Sunshine and The Departed.
That's what I would say.
And there's an entire other camp, and these are both well represented by critics and people in the inside of the movie industry alike. Other people are saying it's going between Babel and Letters from Iwo Jima. Because those are the message films. Those are the message films in terms of, you know, they've got a lot of high emotion, they've got a lot of impact, they've got a lot of historical significance, especially with Letters from Iwo Jima. However, Little Miss Sunshine's got the momentum because it's winning a tons of awards, and The Departed is sort of the biggest hit of all those films.
Right.
In terms of movies that made a lot of money and the public really likes. So that can sway sometimes the people who vote for these awards too. So those are, that's a crapshoot right there. You got to just pick them there. I'm guessing Little Miss Sunshine, I'm going to say.
Really?
That's
wow.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Would that be considered an upset? No, it wouldn't, would it?
Well, it's a little tiny picture. Didn't even really do that well at the box office, but it's just, as the award season has progressed, it's just been growing more and more momentum, and I think it's going to carry over, I do.
I'm going to write in Borat. Is it too late for that?
Yeah, it may be.
All right.
Actor, looks like Forrest Whitaker is going to win. He's won all the awards so far. So
Kevin's writing his speech this weekend.
Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah. Can't do any worse.
I didn't know when I was the outside Oscar before I came in. Main Oscar.
Well, you heard his Golden Globes meltdown. I can't wait to see if he's a little better prepared. Forrest, at this point, you can't be surprised if you win, all right? If they call your name, don't act surprised.
Yeah. Helen Mirren for actress, of course. She's won every freaking award there is to win for her performance in The Queen. So that's a safe bet, they're saying. Best supporting actor. Eddie Murphy is the odds-on favorite, but he apparently is starting to be shadowed by Alan Arkin from Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh,
a lot of
so good
buzz in the industry right now says people are talking more and more and more about their performance, especially in light of the fact that he's been ignored by some of the awards, didn't win some, wasn't nominated for others, so people are starting to feel a groundswell of support for him, so he may come.
Hey, man, Adam. Hey.
You think Norbit heard him?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Supporting actress Jennifer Hudson looks like a lock, they say. The only person who could maybe pull an upset is Abigail Breslin, the little adorable girl from Little Miss Sunshine. They're saying could cause an upset. Unless they give Little Miss Sunshine the movie award, they'll figure that'll be for everybody in that, and then she won't have a chance. But Jennifer Hudson looks to be a good shot.
Obesity, adiposity, corpulence.
whatever word you use, it represents one thing, being a big fat ass.
Oh.
And for best director, it's supposed to be Martin Scorsese's year again, but this has happened before. Every time he's been nominated, they say, well, yeah, he's a genius. He's definitely going to win.
He's never won
one. But he's never won one.
Yeah.
And they're saying maybe this year because Eastwood had two impressive films,
right.
Both critically acclaimed. Letters from Iwo Jima, which is nominated for Best Film, and Flags of Our Fathers, that both of those performances combined will be enough to, once again, push him over the top, and Scorsese will go home empty-handed.
Well, you got to look. I mean, they're supposed to vote just based on the one movie.
They are.
So often, there's more going on, and like you said, they'll look at it like great years. Like when Spielberg won, he won the year that he had, you know, Jurassic Park and Schindler's List. People said, you can't deny that was Spielberg's year because he had two amazing movies, and maybe you're right. Maybe that's what they'll say with Eastwood, too.
Right. So those are at least some heads up if you want to try to make a couple bucks on the Oscars this weekend.
It's a criminal that Martin Scorsese has not won. I mean, you look at Goodfellas and you look at Raging Bull and you look at so many other films.
Taxi Driver.
The guy's one of the best directors ever.
Yep. If he loses, he's going to go shave his head and get tattooed.
He will. Start beating up K-Fed's car with an umbrella.
He's not going to lose
his nut.
Not going to be pretty.
No, it's
As
not.
Jon Stewart so famously pointed out on the Oscars, 3-6 Mafia have won more Oscars than Martin Scorsese.
It's true.
Yeah.
If you bought tickets to see Tool in concert, you may have to wait a little longer.
Uh-oh.
Drummer Danny Carey apparently has torn his bicep and needs surgery.
Did he do it drumming?
It doesn't say here what caused the accident. But according to the band's official website, the procedure went well. He's had the surgery, but he won't be ready to drum for the scheduled tour opener, which is March 15th. They were supposed to be playing at the first event at the Pearl, the new concert venue at the Palms. Mm-hmm. So he's got a torn bicep, and as of yesterday, that location is still being constructed.
Oh, man.
So, looks like the tour is not going to go off on schedule.
Ralph, you were a drummer in grade school. Did you ever tear something when you were drumming?
You
not just
drum
grade school,
like
my
crazy.
Friend. Junior high school,
junior
high school,
high.
And college.
Okay.
Wow. My entire young adult life, I was pounding the skins. And
did
I did tear something
from...
once.
I tore
a groin muscle, though.
Drumming?
Well, it's a long story. It has to do with a bottle of mezcal and a co-ed, but I can't tell you exactly how it happened.
All right.
I was trying to do something while I was drumming, and I tore a tour.
Of course you were.
That's a nice choice.
Tore a groin.
You were banging more than you were drumming.
Hey.
Do you have anything from Revolver standing by to refresh my memory on the band?
I don't know. Hang on. No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, nothing from Revolver?
Sorry.
Well, the good news is I just heard, it's funny you bring this up, I just heard from the co-founder of Revolver.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy John Caruso, and he is putting our entire catalog on CD now. Up till now, Revolver only existed in some cassette tapes that we made in his
basement. Right.
But he's transferring it all to new state-of-the-art digital CDs. So I'll be bringing some in.
Who could want them?
The greatest hit for all of us?
How many songs do you guys
have? Who could ever forget Jewish American Princess?
Who could?
That's the only one I know.
Oh, and Spaceman.
Spaceman.
You haven't heard Spaceman.
No, I haven't.
Isn't it funny?
No.
Oh, we got to get out of here.
No.
Can't wait. I'm telling you, it's a whole catalog of material that is yet to be heard, and the fans are clamoring.
Because
they want more.
Okay. The fan. The fan.
Britney Spears is honked up.
Really?
There's some news for you. But now, according to National Enquirer, we're learning more and more about the details where she had the meltdown and shaved her head and got those two tattoos.
Yeah.
Reportedly, she tried to commit suicide twice that same evening, threatening to OD on Xanax and also threatening to walk into traffic.
How stupid can you get?
Apparently, they say her head shaving incident was indeed a result of Kevin Federline threatening to take her to a drug test where they would test a sample of her hair. And she, in some sort of convoluted Xanax-induced thought process, said, well, if there's no hair, then they can't test me. Mm. And shaved her hair all off.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way, though, right?
No, it does not.
Shave every inch of her body, and will it never grow back?
Did she nair herself? No, she did not.
All right.
And now that she's back in Promises Rehab Clinic and attempting to reconcile with, obviously not Kevin Federline, but at least get into a situation where she can safely battle for custody of the children. People around Kevin Federline are saying he is playing it cool, hoping that her self-destruction will lead him to be able to get custody of the children. And then sources close to him say his real plan is just to demand millions in child support.
Yep.
And live the good life off of his kids.
I believe that.
Oh, God.
Which is...
Hi, this is Omar, and Ralph's Showbiz Report is up next.
We're doing it now.
What the hell?
What's wrong with Omar?
Insane. Today's celebrity birthdays, Peter Fonda.
talented, longtime actor in many, many films. He is 67 years old today. Currently, you can see him in Ghost Rider.
More of a Peter Fonda protector.
Howard Jones is 52 years old today. Kristen Davis from Sex and the City is 42 years old today. Dakota Fanning turns 13. We're going to get you a new,
bike bell.
And Lasse Johansson from The Cardigans celebrates his 34th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know, as we've been mentioning, the Oscars are Sunday night. Everybody knows that at this point. And Jesse Jackson, not happy about that. You know, Jesse, if he hasn't been on TV for like 2 weeks, find something to complain about. And he's back in the news complaining about the lack of diversity among actors in show business. So let's bring the Reverend back to the Kevin and Bean Show and find out what's up his butt. Good morning, Reverend.
Stand with Carl Weathers.
Same with Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers. From the Rocky movies?
A great American, African-American actor.
Sure.
Good okay. morning, Kevin and Bing. How are you?
Well, we're fine, Reverend. Listen, I understand you were in Hollywood. You were in our town last week meeting with the president of Universal, Ron Meyer. You're complaining again about the lack of opportunities for minorities in the entertainment industry. Do I have that right?
Stay with more black people in movies.
Mm-hmm.
So we need more African-American entertainers. We are not represented accordingly in motion pictures, and I believe that is held out by this year's Oscars.
But, I mean, again, this year, Eddie Murphy has an Oscar nomination. Jennifer Hudson has an Oscar nomination. I mean, how many do you expect to see each year, Reverend?
All
of them.
So many black entertainers not represented this year's Oscars.
Well, they're saying 3 out of the 4 acting categories are going to go to black people.
Not enough.
3 out of 4.
Not enough. More. We need more so that young black people can see more role models up on the big screen.
Let me ask you this. Okay. Is it ever going to be enough?
When we have all?
All. Okay.
But then it'll be enough.
Okay.
So if Forrest Whitaker wins for Best Actor, Eddie Murphy wins for Best Supporting
enough.
Actor, and Jennifer Hudson wins for Supporting Actor, that's still not enough for you.
Where is Marlon Wayans from Little Man? played a little man.
Right.
Played a midget.
Did you see
played
that?
Played a dwarf. With looking down on people.
Did you watch that movie, Reverend?
Hell no.
They don't not nominate him because he's black. They don't nominate him because he sucks.
Where's Monique for Fat Girls? She played a fat girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's her.
That's not much of a stretch,
not
right?
Not a stretch at
yeah.
all.
It's not much acting.
Akilah and the Bee? Neither Akilah nor the Bee were nominated.
I don't think there was a Bee in that movie.
I think it was.
Okay.
It was Akilah and the Bee.
Right. It was a spelling bee, though, Reverend.
A black actor played a bumblebee.
No.
And no one thinks to put him in the nomination.
Reverend, it was
no.
It was a spelling bee.
Where are the best films of the year? Where's Roll Bounce?
I'm sorry?
The roller skating movie?
Black roller skaters. Roll
well,
Bounce?
I mean,
where
look-
is that nomination?
Well, you compare it to Little Miss Sunshine, The Departed, movies like that. It just doesn't make the cut. It has nothing to do with the African-American actors in the film.
Where's ATL? Starring Big Boy?
Yeah.
Big Boy?
Sure. Yeah. Different guy.
Where's Big Mama's House 2? Martin Lawrence?
Jesse, yeah. It seems like you're just naming movies with black people in them.
Where's the Black Dahlia?
Oh, I don't think that's
in the nomination's best picture.
That's not that, what you're thinking
there,
it is.
There
either.
Weren't even any black people in that movie, Reverend.
With Black Christmas?
Okay, I don't even know that movie.
That was a horror movie about people dying on Christmas.
Okay,
right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was black.
I don't think, but
again,
it's
just
not about
the title.
Skin color, though.
Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah, well, that was pretty
had
good.
Had a black guy in it?
That
yeah,
was pretty
that's
good. Because he wants his mother effing snakes off the mother effing plane.
Right. Damn with the mother effers!
It's Friday morning. That means it's time for the movie beat.
Movie beat.
Hey, everybody. 9 new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend. Some funny, some sad, some starring Jim Carrey.
Any good?
Yes.
What?
There goes being with this. I know
geez.
This effing movie he's talking about. We'll get to it.
Are you kidding? I can't
First
wait.
First and foremost, Reno 911 Miami. If you like the TV show on Comedy Central, I'm sure you'll love the big screen version of the Reno 911 gang trying to battle bioterrorists to attack a law enforcement convention in Miami. Does this strike anyone as the cast of Reno 911 saying, dude, let's go to Miami and we'll have them pay for it. We'll make a movie there.
Probably.
Let's go hang out.
Let's go hang out on South Beach and we'll shoot something. And then we can, like, stay at the, you know, at the Delano and just drink a lot and bang around.
Topless beach.
And then we'll shoot some little movie and we'll tell them it's like a movie.
I think it's just a big boondoggle for these guys. Anyway, here's a scene for from the movie where the Reno 911 cops are called out for an 814. And when they get there, they're confused because it involves a chicken in the road.
This is what working for the Reno Sheriff's Department is all about. Let's do it, people. Move!
We got a situation here, Dango.
What? A chicken.
Chicken. That's not an 814.
No.
Apparently.
No.
We got it wrong.
Who called in the 814?
You did.
Well,
just chase him. I thought it was. What's an 814?
Okay. Armed person on a roof.
Shoot, well.
What?
Shoot,
I thought an 814 was arson.
No.
Wow.
See, because
they didn't even take time to write a screw-saw scene for that.
They don't ever write, do they? Don't they just make stuff up?
I think it is largely, the dialogue is largely improvised, yeah, and then the plot line is sort of sketched out. But come on.
Yeah, that's
You're making
not
a movie
trying.
Here. You're making a movie.
Yeah, true.
And they got big cameras and lights and everything. They must have known there was a movie going on, right?
You think they were surprised?
When they looked
surprised
around,
to them?
They said, oh, crap, we're making a movie. We should come up with something
here. We need
here.
A script.
Yeah. So that's available. For your movie-going pleasure this weekend.
Sure.
As is the number 23. Jim Carrey attempts to be a serious actor again in this film about a dude who's reading a book, and then he starts to believe that the number 23 plays an eerie significance throughout his life. You have the dramatic powers of Jim Carrey.
Sure.
Not since the Majestic have I been looking forward to a movie so much. And then, on top of it, you've got the directing prowess of Mr. Joel Schumacher. The man who single-handedly brought down the Batman franchise by adding nipples to the bat suit. These are the two powerhouses we're dealing with in the number 23. Psycho Mike, you saw this film, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think? Guest reviewer Psycho Mike, what'd you think of the number 23?
I did not enjoy the movie.
Okay.
Jim Carrey actually is believable, and he's not too... I mean, he's not hateable on screen trying to be serious. Just the movie's trying so hard to be Seven or... You know, some other kind of a psychological thriller, and it
eight
kind
below.
Of falls, it falls flat. Yeah.
Eight below.
No? Sorry.
Here's a scene where Jim Carrey's character, Walter Sparrow,
sure,
nobody's named Walter Sparrow, by the way, begins to see connections between his life and the book about the number 23.
It's all 23. My birthday, 2-3. Driver's license, social security number, everything. I was born at 11:12 p.m. 11 plus 12. It's like it's... imitating my life. The author knows so much about me. It's as if he chose me.
Have you finished the book?
Not yet.
What about the fact that Fingerling becomes a killer?
A killer?
And just how many people have you killed?
Ooh,
see what you
get.
Yeah.
I can't help it. Every time I hear him talking, it's like, do not go in there. I just think of him like talking out of his ass and stinking up a bathroom.
Yeah.
So that's out there.
Sure.
And then lastly, The Astronaut Farmer opens today, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
Now we're talking. This is just for Bean?
It's just for Bean. It's a movie just about Bean. It's about an astronaut, a NASA astronaut, who gives up his career as an astronaut to go and work on his farm at home. But then as he's working on his farm, he's like, I really do want to go into space. So using the tools he finds around his farm, he builds himself a rocket ship to go into outer space.
Yeah.
Based on a true story, of course.
Yeah.
No. No. Of course not, because it's stupid, because no one makes a rocket ship out of what's in their barn.
Ralph, we talked to a guy last year, a farmer in Oregon, remember, who is building a ship that he intends to launch himself into orbit. I don't know.
And it will never get off the ground.
You don't think?
Nor was it built with parts he had around the house.
Right. No, it was like, you know, some tubing he got down at Home Depot and
an old tractor,
an old paint can and some bottle rockets. It's just not happening.
I need to leave the show this morning at 9:30 so I can be at the first screening of The Astronaut Farmer.
I know you say that, and yet you're not going to see it.
I love Billy Bob.
But he's not
going
to see it.
I love farmers, and C, I love going into space.
You don't love farmers. For me. Nobody loves farmers. Nobody just says, I love farmers.
You know what his name is? The farmer's name? The character's name in the movie?
Walter Sparrow?
Charlie Farmer.
Oh.
You're kidding me.
I kid you not. Billy Bob Thornton plays Charlie Farmer. The farmer in The Astronaut Farmer.
Was he Charlie Astronaut?
That's a good one.
Before?
Of course, the FBI and the government gets involved because they're upset that he's going to be flying into space.
Is this a comedy?
No, it's a feel-good, touching movie about how we can all achieve our dreams, but you can't build a rocket ship.
Dude, don't be so negative. Maybe people can. Hey, of the three you've mentioned so far, this one far and away sounds like the best choice.
Well, you know what? If I say you want me to hit you in the head with a ball peen hammer, a socket wrench, or a brick, your answer should be none of the above, thank you.
I'm going to go see Breach. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I want to see that too.
That looks
Chris
good.
Cooper
yeah.
looks awesome in that. Anyway, here's a scene from The Astronaut Farmer where Billy Bob pretty much... This is the scene where there's a big neon light in the background going, this is the message, this is the message, no. this is the message. This is his big speech from The Astronaut Farmer.
You see, when I was a kid, they used to tell me that I could be anything I wanted to be, no matter what. And maybe I am insane, I don't know, but I still believe that. I believe with all my heart, somewhere along the line, we stopped believing that we could do anything.
Oh, shut up.
And if we don't have our dreams, we have nothing.
Shut up!
Then he gets on a lawnmower and drives across the country.
Shut
right after that,
up with that speech and that music.
Guys, you're with me that he's a terrific actor, though. Even in movies that aren't great, like School for Scoundrels, for instance, he's great. And he's fantastic in Friday Night Lights. He was fantastic in Bad Santa. The guy
like
can act.
But in School for Scoundrels, at least they're doing it with their tongue in their cheek, and there's a little bit of a sort of a reverence to it. This thing with the, we can do anything. Like, Kevin's right with that violin music in the background. They just force-feed you this pablum, this cheesy heartstring-tugging crap, and he gets his family to work the Mission Control Center in his barn when he takes off in the rocket. This movie can blow me.
We can still believe if we want to.
No.
Can movies do that?
I wish it would. That's how I feel about The Astronaut Farmer.
I'll let you know how it is.
You're not going.
I'm going.
No, you're not.
No.
I'm going to see The Astronaut Farmer.
All right, you're going
to
pay us each $10 if you don't?
Well, let's not get crazy. Yeah. I do have to leave the house to go see it, but my intention is to go.
Yeah, sure.
How about you don't go, you just build yourself a rocket and just fire it off into space? How about that? We'll make a concession.
I'm not working on that behind the scenes. Come on.
I'll grab a wrench and lend a hand if that's our end game. Getting beam shot into orbit. I'm on board. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz movie beat.
That was The Movie Beat with Ralph Garman on K-Rock.
Right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, we welcome to the show Lightning and assistant producer Alex into the appearance in the studio here. Hi, guys.
Well, hi. We've decided that we get inundated with requests, and a lot of them, you can tell that people don't listen to our show. They pitch you things that you would never in 1 billion years consider doing, but they just, it's like a blind pitch. They just send it out there and see what they can get back.
A lot of publicists setting up national radio tours from the East Coast have never heard, don't know we stream, etc.
So it's time for bad pitches, ladies and gentlemen.
Bad, 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 bad pitches for you.
Are you just trying to waste our time with your bad celebrity expert spokesman or public relations pitch?
Bad, 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 bad pitches for you.
Silly waste of time, dumb pitch.
Damn it.
What in God's name is going on in that studio?
These are all things that are pitched to us that we could say yes to, and by the grace of God, we have the good sense to pass on. Otherwise, you'd be hearing them, you, the fine K-Rock listener, the Kevin DeBeach.
Is there some part of you that thinks people don't get the premise yet?
I just wanted to make sure it's understood.
Okay, so these are bad pitches.
Right.
In case
you were confused.
These are pitches we don't want.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
These are things we don't even forward.
And now Super Horror and Lightning.
Yeah,
ready?
You go first. Yeah.
How about a dance choreographer? You want to talk to so you can think dance choreographer Mary Murphy? Because Mary Murphy.
Pitches for you.
No.
We don't dance. No?
No.
Okay, we can talk to someone from Prevention Magazine. They've written a story titled The Secret Salt in Your Diet.
Secret salt.
No.
Wow. All right.
I want to know what it
is. By the way, if you guys hear any of these on the air, it's a sign that we're out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Super Horror?
Obviously, K-Rock. How about Cowboy Troy from Nashville Star? The one black cowboy.
What is that?
It's a
country music American Idol.
American Idol.
And I think he's one of the judges.
My God. Nashville Star. We need on K-Rock.
Bad pitches for you.
No. How about
Lightning? He's along with the song.
Go ahead. You know, I just feel the beat.
Yeah.
Reverend Yearwood, president of the Hip Hop Caucus.
Yes.
What?
I'm in. I don't care what he's talking about.
What are you talking about?
Absolutely.
He's talking about the Pentagon's bureaucracy.
Oh, now forget that.
Yeah.
Super Horror.
You guys want to talk to some dentists?
Dentists.
About Dr. Susan Cohen and her dad, Dr. Marvin Cohen, want to talk to you about halitosis and their smart mouthwash.
Bad breath.
No, they want to come on and say bad breath.
No, they want to sell their mouthwash.
Ah.
If you're going to be a dentist and pitch the Kevin and Bean Show, there has to be a phenomenal story of you open up a guy's tooth and, like, spiders come out or something cool like that. That's what we'd be interested in.
Otherwise.
Bad
pitches for you.
All right, guys, I got the home run right here.
Okay.
Professor Food.
Professor who?
I can't even say it. It's real.
Professor who?
Professor Food.
Professor Food, yes. Again, I'm in.
But he's written a book that reveals why vegetables are near worthless, how people are overdosing on water, why low-fat and fat and fat-free foods are a total scam, and why vegetarians are making a terrible choice. Oh. That's Professor Food.
So Professor Food's going to tell you to eat badly.
Correct.
I guess so.
All right.
Yeah.
Bad pitches for you.
No.
Opening weenie roast this year. You guys want John Cicada?
No.
Oh, no. We did not get pitched John Cicada.
Yes, he did.
What's he doing?
Talking about.
Who is he, Bean? Help me out.
He's a Latin star.
I know the name,
Latin
but
pop star.
Had, Super cheese.
Yeah, had some hits in the early 90s.
He's okay. On Grease. You're the One That I Want on NBC.
Oh, that's where he is.
Yeah, that show blows. Back to you, Lightning.
Bad pitches for you.
How about former actor of Hercules, Kevin Sorbo?
Yes.
For Walking Tall, the Payback on DVD.
No.
Walking Tall, the Payback.
Yeah, that would be one? DVD only, right?
Straight to DVD.
Yeah.
All right.
Bad pitches for you.
All right, I got it.
Super Whore?
Here's my closer.
These are all real, by the way. They sent to us
to
most of them in the email, right? The email is just the bane of our existence here.
Massive.
Guys, right. Let's do a show where we accept them all and put them all in the same day. Wouldn't that be awesome?
The bad pitch day?
The worst show ever.
You guys want to talk to some bicyclists? You guys want to talk to bicyclists on the Amgen Tour of California? Guys who are riding 650 miles for 8 days.
I'll be plugging that later today.
Oh, no. So lighting is a part of it.
No.
Then
you
no for
no.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bad pitches for you.
Back to you, Light. You
gentlemen, legendary Chevy Chase.
No.
Well, now, hold on a sec. Chevy Chase, maybe.
No.
What's he got going on?
He's talking about Funny Money, the movie. But this
Funny Money.
Yep, it's a movie coming out soon. The film is being backed by a company that does Vegas timeshares, and the people who are throwing the interview would like you to ask him about the timeshares.
They want us to have Chevy Chase on so he can tell us about timeshares in Las Vegas?
They don't even really care about the movie. The movie was a side note. They wanted Chevy Chase and timeshares. Because when you think timeshares, you think K-Rock.
You think K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yep. Wow.
Chevy Chase timeshares.
Put these in our special file.
Wow. Let's hear this again.
Bad, 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 bad. Pitches for you.
Are you just trying to waste our time with your bad celebrity expert, spokesman, or public relations pitch?
Bad, 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 bad pitches for you.
Silly waste of time, dumb pitch.
Damn it.
I feel like I'm working college radio again.
There you go.
Do you, Bean?
I want to hear more about the timeshares. It's KRQFM passing Los Angeles. In fact, it's Friday morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, is there anything going on with this Anna Nicole Smith or this Britney Spears? They don't seem to be on the news much lately.
Nope.
That's a shock.
That's something, a great answer.
Not a thing. Everything's good with both of them. They're both
okay. Good.
They're both healthy and happy.
Glad to hear that.
Now Britney Spears' father is talking out about his little girl.
No.
Her father, Jamie Spears, told Fox News from his home in Louisiana on Thursday. Like the fact, by the way, that he's sitting his ass at home in Louisiana while his baby girl is running around shaving her head, getting tattoos, threatening suicide, and stuck in rehab three times. He's sitting on his fat ass in Louisiana. Eating chips.
What's he saying about her?
He says, Brittany is a sick little girl. We're just trying to take care of her. That he and Brittany's mom, Lynn, are concerned about our daughter. I can tell as he spoke from his home in Louisiana.
Right.
However, he says that his daughter's problems, excuse me, are not about what people think.
His daughter's problems are not about what people think.
Yeah.
What are they about?
I'm guessing bad parenting. I think he's right. I don't think it's anything we've named so far except that she has horrible parents. That's what I'm guessing. So now we know how Britney's father feels in the whole thing.
Isn't her mom supposed to be out here?
Hello.
Britney?
Oh my goodness. Hello. Ew. Strong Britney.
Is her mom supposed to be out here, like, trying to get her into rehab and all that stuff?
Her mom's with her, yeah. Her mom drove her to Promises the second time.
Yeah.
Make sure she got tucked in the bed.
You know, the reality TV show I want to see is a camera at Kevin Federline's house as he tries to take care of two kids under two.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And smoke a full bowl.
Right.
Because that's got to cut into your smoking time when you're taking care of two little kids,
that's
right?
That's true.
American Idol last night did their first vote-off episode, and a bunch of people got voted off.
Ralph is not excited about American Idol, and this is the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
See, I'm not as happy about it as you are, because I enjoy the show.
I know.
I enjoy watching the competition of sometimes truly talented performers.
But I hated the show, and everyone watched it and talked about it, so that made it worse.
And it's such a low level of talent, I think, amongst the competitors this year that I have no real invested interest. I don't think I'm going to watch.
Fantastic.
I don't care who wins now.
Fantastic.
They did announce, though, the star-powered lineup of the celebrities who will be coming on to guest star in the show and help the kids, mentor the children along as they sing.
Michael Jackson?
That's what I was hoping to hear, but no.
No.
The full lineup was announced as of yet. This is who they booked for the show. Jennifer Lopez will be on the show.
Nita.
John Bon Jovi will be doing a week on the show.
Really?
I'm sorry, I thought you said John Bon Jovi.
Martina McBride.
Is that country?
That's country
singer. Okay. Yeah.
Diana Ross. Legendary Motown performer from the...
That makes sense. Oldie Oldster.
60s. Barry Gibb.
Oh, yeah.
Of the B and the G's.
Sakes.
Hairiest man in show business.
See, this is why I hate that show, because then they have to feature all of his music.
Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits.
Then they have to feature his music.
Okay, that doesn't even make any sense.
They're doing 60s night.
How do people watch that?
And he was in the 60s.
Yes.
Along with Lulu, who will be also performing with him.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Isn't Lulu a big fat woman?
No.
No, I don't know who you're thinking of.
She's an old British woman.
Okay.
But it does sound like a lineup for like New Year's Eve at Morongo Casino
or
something.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It does.
We've got Herman's Hermits and Lulu.
Terrible. That's part of my problem with the show is the songs they choose to sing are always bad.
Well, how about Gwen Stefani, bitch?
I hate to see her taint herself by going there.
I'd like to see her taint.
Oh! That's what she said.
Well done.
So that's the lineup so far for the celebrities that are going to be on there.
You know, I think the Michael Jackson thing will happen.
I was hoping for Shaka Khan, but no luck.
I think Michael Jackson is going to happen, but I think he's so crazy and so hard to coordinate with that it's going to be one of those deals where he calls like on a Tuesday and says, hey, can I do it tomorrow night? And then they'll have to scramble to make it happen. I don't think they can line him up and set it in stone because he's just so crazy. He is crazy.
Paul Kim, by the way, one of the guys voted off, was the dude who would only sing in bare feet, wouldn't put shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
Glad he got voted off.
So he's gone.
Bitch. I gotta be barefoot on stage. Shut up. And Simon's like, it's a singing competition. Put your shoes on.
Stupid.
You know, I got a bit of a problem.
What's the problem?
You probably know that. This probably never happened to you. But I went to see this musical, Wicked.
Yeah, that never happened.
Yes.
And I've fallen in love with the girl in the musical. You ever watch a girl on stage and she's so talented and so hot that you go, damn, I'm in love with her.
Okay.
Now what am I going to do? Now what am I going to do? I'm married and I'm in love with Glinda the Good Witch.
So you're in love with? She's adorable.
Yeah. She's freaking hot. She's like a blonde Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh, nice.
And she can sing and dance and act. She's funny and everything.
But do I have to go to a play to see her?
Her name's Megan Hilty. I've been looking at her on the internet all morning
musical?
Long.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, dude, if you go, you'll, like, say, damn.
You're gay.
I'm in love.
Gay.
Yeah. Psycho Mike, you all right back there? You okay?
You're so gay. Flaming gay. Plays gay.
He's a homo.
Mike, you've been to plays before.
I've been in plays.
You went to my play.
I've been in plays.
You went to my play last year.
I was a theater arts major. But
do you ever watch a play and a girl's so talented up on stage and you find yourself a little smitten with her, get a little enamored with her? I'm enamored with this girl.
Yeah,
that happens to me with television all the time.
Yeah, but you live in a fantasy world.
I can't lie. There was a girl in, Zumanity, the Cirque du Soleil based in sex.
Oh, yeah.
You can't take your eyes off her.
It ruined my life because ever since then I have to know her. I have to know who she is.
She was a dude, by the way, so you know.
This is what I'm talking about.
She was a dude.
This Megan Hilty broad is just because now she's infected me and I'm in trouble.
I see what you're doing.
I've got Hilty fever.
Yeah, I understand. But we're not going to have her on, Ralph. This isn't the way that you're going to get us to make the phone call to have her on. It's not going to happen.
No, actually, this was my segue into getting the vagina monologues, another piece of theater.
Yeah, Bean.
That Lisa May and Kat Corbett will be performing March 3rd and 4th at the Hermosa Beach Playhouse.
Mm-hmm. Friends don't let friends come see their crappy play.
Well, Lisa's making us go.
It's not crappy.
All the proceeds go to benefit a worthy charity called the 1736 Family Crisis Center. And Lisa May and K-Rock's Kat Corbett will both be talking about their vaginas. So you can go and see them on stage, and then you can get smitten by them because you're like, wow, they're so talented and lovely. I can't stop thinking about them.
Very nicely done.
Which one of you is going to shout the C word? Which one?
Well, that was me last year. This year it's Kat.
Oh, woo! Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shout it.
Many times.
Shout it.
The difference is when you go to the vagina monologues, you got about a 50-50 chance of being able to hit it with Lisa.
That's true. I'm never getting near Megan Hilty. That's for sure.
I have a clip from the show if you want.
Oh, sure. Let's all play something.
Vagina. Biggest vagina known to man. huge. It's gigantic. Gigantic.
These big vagina ladies are getting away with murder. Something should be done. I don't know what can be done, but something should be done.
It's going to be very impressive.
I didn't remember that there was a guy in the show to say
no,
that.
No, that was a dude. That's the scary part.
Wow.
Huh. vagina monologues. You can go to vdaysouthbay.org for more information, or just go to the Kevin and Bean section of the K-Rock website. There's a link on there, and you can find out how to buy tickets. And as I said, all the money goes to charity. So it's well worth
topless, right, Lisa?
Maybe. Maybe you have to come and see.
Vagina.
I like meat.
That's a different
show.
That's the penis monologue.
Sorry.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Hojo, Howard Jones, singer, songwriter, producer. He is 52 years old today. Kristen Davis, you know her from Sex and the City. I think she was on Melrose Place, too, for a while, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
42 years old today. Dakota Fanning, little, got to get a new bell.
Yeah.
Little, very talented actress, 13 years old today.
It's almost like he sat on it and broke it.
Yeah.
It's up his ass, I'm telling you.
It's bent in some way. He's just much like Bean himself.
He's just reaching back there and ringing it.
And Lasse Johansson.
Who?
Lasse Johansson from the Cardigans.
Yeah.
Remember when you guys had the Cardigans on your show and you interviewed them?
Best interview ever.
I wish I could hear a little piece of that right now.
And
I went to Norway, you know, and they had the IKEA. The IKEA was huge.
Is it huge? Can you please stop talking about Norway?
Nina, you've been here for 15 minutes. You're already tired of Norway? But see,
they're from Sweden.
Yeah, they're not from Norway. And Bean,
it'd be like us going to Europe and they're saying, you know, I was in Mexico once. Oh, what a great country Mexico is. We'd be like, yeah, we don't live in Mexico. We're from the United States.
We were out in terms of.
So you went right into the Norway chunk. That was the best.
Scandinavia, because they have a lot of IKEAs in Norway also. And I thought maybe
I don't know what I was thinking. He's still going. He's still doing it.
Yes, he is. There was a post interview with Nina from the Cardigan.
Oh, sure.
Nina, this morning's interview with Kevin and Bean, would you say it was the most fun you've ever had?
No.
No. Would you say you were in the outer office first before you went to the main one?
Yeah, come on! It's time for a moment with Kevin.
Did you know that going into when you started on the second office? When you were on the outside office, not the main one?
That was a moment with Kevin.
Yeah, that was from this morning.
Yeah.
Makes the whole show worthwhile today, doesn't it, Ralph?
I need my weekend more than ever right now. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Well, you know, Thursday is Book Thursday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Friday is Inventor Friday, so we're very excited about our next guest. By the way, he is Mike Costco, and he is the president of something called Horntones. Horntones is what it is, and horntones.com is the website. Let's welcome Mike to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Hey, thanks for joining us. You are a local boy, Cal State Fullerton, I understand, right?
That's right. I'm actually down in San Clemente currently.
When did you come up with this idea of using MP3 files for your car horn?
Actually, it's an interesting story. About 2 years ago, I bought an H1 Hummer for advertising for a different product that I released a while ago.
Right.
And on my way to work, I stopped by a local coffee house to pick up some coffee on my way to work. And there's donuts there and things. And there's a lot of kids there that love to look at the Incredible Hulk that I have airbrushed on the hood of the truck.
Right.
Okay, and one day I was sitting in my car and I was getting heckled by a couple of older kids, and I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, man, I wish I had a button to where I can make my car growl at them. And so that sort of was the seed that got me thinking about how to design something like this.
You said to yourself, I wish I had a button that could make the car growl at them.
That's never been said before.
That may be the worst.
It has the Incredible Hulk on the hood, and it's kind of par for the course there.
I guess, yeah.
Hey, Mike, before we get into the details about the Horntones, which is an awesome idea, tell me what it's like to drive around in a Hummer in Southern California, particularly in the environment that we have lived in the last few years with energy conservation. I mean, do you get a lot of dirty looks? Do people flip you off? What's that like going down the highway?
You know, actually, I don't. You know, my previous car was a Toyota 4x4 that got 11 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
This thing gets 14.
It's kind of like a giant FU to, it seems like everybody's going smaller and smaller in the hybrids and all that kind of stuff. And the there doesn't help that they're bright yellow usually either. I mean,
one's black and, you know, I really haven't gotten any negative looks or fingers or anything like that.
You haven't driven by me.
That you've seen, right.
So, Mike, in the past, I mean, a lot of people have tried to customize their horns and people, you know, there are people who are really into stuff like this who go out of their way to get a big, like a loud horn or a horn that has kind of a little bit of a unique sound, but you have taken it to a whole new level. You can literally put any sound in the world that you can find. You can make your horn tone, right?
That is correct. However, when you use, you know, you can use this thing in two capacities. You can use it for horn functions and you can use it for entertainment purposes. And, you know, when you do use it as a horn, sort of a supplement to your factory horn, you definitely have to use it in accordance with the state and local vehicle codes.
Now, tell us how it works. It's USB, right?
Well, it's actually a three-piece system. Basically, you have a player that mounts on your dashboard.
Okay.
You have an amplifier, and you have a weatherproof speaker that sits in the engine compartment.
Now, does that disconnect your normal horn, or have both?
No, absolutely not. The idea here is to supplement the sound of your horn. For normal alerting of dangerous situations, you absolutely want to continue to use your standard factory horn.
Okay, I wondered.
Okay.
However, there are some situations where, you know, laying on your factory horn is not appropriate. For example, you know, say you pull up behind somebody at a red light, the light turns green, and you're wondering what's going on. This person's not moving ahead, and all you can see is a little tuft of blue hair in front of you. So you would have this horn tone would be appropriate. No, because it's fairly nostalgic.
That might get her attention.
Back in the 30s.
Yeah, remind her of when she learned to drive. Kind of snap her back. I see.
I would put this on it. You could put any tone on, right? Any tune?
That's correct.
Any MP3. So I would put this on.
Eat all the old people. Show them that you love them. We got to eat all the old people.
I'd put that on my car. Eat all the old people.
Now, on your website, Mike, which again is horntones.com, if folks want to play the home Kevin and Bean game and follow along here, you say that you can have a bunch, you can have as many as you want on there, I guess.
Yeah,
and
the
you can have.
The player has 250 megabytes of memory.
Wow.
So you're pretty much unlimited in the amount of tones you can store.
So, like, if you're if you're tailgating, let's say you're a Trojans fan, you want to tailgate at the USC stadium or something, you know, you go down there, you can, you know, put the college fight song or something on your car if you want.
Absolutely. If you own an ice cream truck, you could put this on your ice cream truck and you'd have the kids dancing in the streets, right?
Easy. And you have you have eight hotkeys, right?
Actually, there are nine.
Nine hotkeys.
That's so cool.
And you can actually have multiple sort of themes of presets. So you can be able to dial the control knob and come. You could have a theme for football game. You know, carpool pickup, those sorts of things.
I'm going to tell you something here, Mike, and I'm sure it's something you know and you've heard before. There's no way that this product cannot catch fire. There's no possibility that this product will fail because everybody loves to personalize their stuff. You got a home run here.
This is the last, customizable area of your car.
I'm going to be able to drive through traffic and have this blare out of the front of my car.
Okay, you're on my list.
You know?
People go, hey,
I better get out of the way.
I'm going to be right behind you with... That's what you're going to hear from me going down the road.
You know, I've had several hundred emails from folks in the southern states that are all requesting the same tone. Can you guess what it is?
Southern states, same tone.
I suspect they're going to put this tone on all nine presets.
Dixie?
I don't know what it is. Oh, sure.
Yep, there you go.
There you go.
What's the use in that, though? That one everybody's had forever.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is any MP3. You can put your favorite song on there, anything you want. How long can they be?
They can be as long as you like. You can put an entire song on there if you wanted to.
Awesome.
Wow.
All right, here's the question everybody is dying to know, and that is how much and when is it available to the fine K-Rock listener?
It's going to be available in April. We're just currently ramping up our manufacturing.
It's not available yet?
It's not available yet. We debuted our prototype at the CES show last in January.
Okay.
And we've just had an overwhelming response for the product. And so we've got the pedal to the metal trying to get this thing out the door.
First of all, nice use of pedal to the metal. And second of all, somebody's going to cut in front of me in traffic and I'm going to be able to go the...
That's bullshit.
Out the front of my car. Are you kidding?
I love that.
Mike, did you say how much is it going to cost to get this in my car?
It's going to cost, we're going to have, the initial system will be $249. And that includes the player, the amplifier, and under the hood speaker. And then we have plans for an even more robust system that'll be available down the line that'll probably get up near $500.
And do you think it's going to be the type of thing that you can go to, you know, Circuit City and Best Buy and places like that, or you're going to have to go to auto specialty shops to get it installed?
You'll probably want to go to an auto specialty shop to get it installed. You know, Circuit City and those retail outlets, we haven't pursued at this point.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll have the information on the website as soon as people, you know, as soon as you have places that you can direct people to in Southern California.
Absolutely.
So we'll just have to check that.
And we're actually taking pre-orders on the, we're not accepting credit card information or anything, but if you go to our website, you can click on a pre-order link. And if you mention the Kevin and Bean Show in the email,
it'll cost more?
Yeah. we'll give your listeners a 10% discount.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. This is, you can take freeway flirting, Lisa, to a whole new level with this as your horn.
F me, F me, F me. F me, F me, F me.
See?
And you I'm get in.
Dave drives up behind you with.
Did somebody order Mexican?
I mean, it's really going to be, the cars are going to be talking to each other. Mike Costco is the president of Horntones. Again, the site is horntones.com, available in April. Mike, good luck. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show on K Rock.
Thank you. Time for Kevin and Bean.
What do you do, nephew?
At 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
Well, allegedly, it's a K-Rock t-shirt, and we're also, since you'll never actually receive that, you'll also get a copy of the DVD of Babel in stores now, and of course nominated for the Best Picture Oscar this Sunday at the Academy Awards.
Will they receive that?
Go Babel.
Yeah,
I think eventually they'll get Babel, yeah.
Andrew in Los Angeles, good morning.
What's going on?
Hey there, what'd it do?
Hey, Lisa May.
Hello.
You guys were talking about Megan Hilty from Wicked earlier. And
yes, I'm deeply in love with her. I went to see the show on, I guess it was Wednesday night.
Yeah.
The opening night, and I saw her performing as Glinda the Good Witch from The Wizard of Oz, and I just fell madly over head over heels in love with her.
Well, I can make that happen for you, because she's a friend of mine. We actually went to school together and did theater together up in Seattle, because that's where I'm from.
And you can just point to her and say, go with him?
Go with him.
No. Is she your slave?
I don't have her phone number or where to contact her anymore, but my mom works with a lady who walks the dogs of Megan Hilty's parents back in Washington.
Wait a minute. That's a tenuous connection at best.
Rock solid.
I want you to say it again. Wait, your cousin used to go out with a guy who leaf blew the house next door to the dentist, to the person we're talking about, or what happened?
Yeah, does the plumbing for the upstairs bathroom, not the downstairs, because that's a restricted area.
Seriously, tell us again.
I forgot what I said.
What's the connection?
I can make it happen. Don't worry about it.
What's the connection? Seriously, one more time.
The connection, my mother works with a lady who's, I totally made it up, so I can't
tell you. Oh, okay, so you're lying.
Okay, but you do, I mean, do you have a way to call her? Like, do you have a phone number on her if we wanted to talk to her on the show?
Because she's in a play.
But she's so hot.
No, she's also got twin sisters, and actually I do know one of her twin sisters that I talk with a lot. They're younger. One of them's married, although that probably shouldn't matter.
Andrew's effing shaky.
Did you really do high school theater with her in Washington?
I did up in Bellevue, Washington. We did a couple a show called Brigadoon and a show called Oklahoma.
Then Megan went to Carnegie Mellon, I think, for school, and then, boom, goes to New York, auditions for Wicked, and gets it. Now she's a Broadway star.
Yeah, I'm really tired of people being more successful than me that I have to hide
so
trust
are we.
Me, I feel you.
So are we. Yeah. All right, thanks
well,
for the call.
Well, if you can get us a hold of her, I'd love to call her and say, good job, Megan Hilty.
That'll
be fascinating radio.
It's my wife listening. Good job, entertainer.
I just want to say she's a good entertainer. That's the only reason I want to contact her.
Okay.
Honey,
look,
if you're listening.
It was easy to keep Lisa off the air with her goddamn plays all the time. What are we going to do now that Ralph has been seduced?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All these goddamn plays all the time I'm talking about, Bean. I'm talking about one smoking hot chick in a musical
I'm
that's
saying
in LA right
one
now.
Play is too many. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying
if it were good, they'd make it a movie. That's what I'm saying. Rafael and Pico Rivera, good morning.
If it was good, they'd put it on television for Bean to see.
Right, exactly. Thank you.
What it do, nephew?
Well, what it do, nephew?
What it do? Okay, so check this out. There's a product out there called Monkey Butt. There's one time like my coworker and my boss was talking about swamp ass.
Did you say Monkey Butt?
Yeah. There's a product called Monkey Butt, and they're talking about swamp ass. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll just listen into the conversation. And then so my boss goes, all right, I'm going to bring you something called Monkey Butt. I was like, what the hell is that? I'm all right, whatever. So next day he comes in with the little bottle. And it's called Monkey Butt, and it's like there's a little picture.
Yo, what's it called, though? What's it called? What's the name of it?
It's called Monkey Butt.
We didn't get the name. The name
like
of the product.
Like 20 times you told us that, but you won't tell us anything else, a part of the story.
It's called Monkey Butt.
Oh, right. Monkey Butt.
Okay,
hold on.
Where did you get it from, your boss's friend?
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't remember a time before you started telling that story.
Seriously.
Wow.
Geez.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wow. Should we just go with the Vegas threesome? Should we just do that?
Just get the hell out of here.
Get out on a high note.
Yes, please.
Bean, this is the final call. Do not call a variable. Kate in La Puente. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
Give us what we need, Kate. Give us what we need.
Okay. Guys, I need your help.
Okay.
Me and my boyfriend made a bet, and I lost. So now I have to give him a threesome.
Oh.
All right. And what can we do to make that happen?
Okay. Now, I need your help. He wants to go to Florida, but I want to go to Vegas.
Florida? Florida. There's only old people in Florida.
He wants to go to Florida because the girl up there, he says she's really, really hot. She's got a hot body and everything, but the girl in Vegas is a blonde.
He doesn't like blondes?
He likes blondes, but I prefer blondes.
You know, why are your choices limited to a girl in Vegas or Florida?
Yeah. Yeah, Vegas or Florida.
Why do you have to leave the state, is my question, to have sex? You know, lots of people have sex right here in California.
Nah.
What's wrong with you?
You can't say
a pass on you, Kevin, for picking this call.
But it's a threesome in Vegas. How can she make it bad?
I don't want to enjoy it. I want to leave California and enjoy it.
Right.
I want to leave California to enjoy because you can't enjoy sex in California. I hate you. I hate you and your threesome.
If I understand
Stop
your
this
question.
Show. End the show.
If I understand your question correctly, look, if you're doing a threesome, I say you get to pick who it's with. And I say you just tell them that. Tell them which one you want to do it with and then go there and do it.
All right.
And record it.
Okay.
And take it and send it to us, obviously.
She has to go to Oklahoma. Find somebody who's a redhead, has freckles, who works at Arby's.
Can't be in Montana or Idaho.
What the hell's wrong with this girl?
Oh, no.
It's not even smoking hot chicks around the corner right here in Los Angeles.
What about Scott and Lake Elsinore? You sure you don't want
Dude,
to take another
no.
one?
For God's sake.
No.
Can we go back to the guy who knows Nick
yes,
and Hilty?
We can. No, I was going to go back to Monkey Butt.
Monkey Butt. Let's find out what Monkey Butt is.
Yeah, it's called Monkey Butt, and he's a Monkey Butt, and he came in, and it was a glass, it was a bottle, and it said Monkey Butt, and then the guy said it was Monkey Butt, and so I said, what is it? He said, it's Monkey Butt, and so he gave it to me, and it was Monkey Butt.
I want to thank all
What's
of our
What's the name
many,
of the product,
guests.
Raphael?
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's called Monkey Butt.
Oh, Monkey Butt. Okay. Oh, you didn't mention that.
Thanks for the call.
I wouldn't piss on it.
All right, thanks for the call. All right, I want to thank all of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including lovely actress Rashida Jones, who was on last night's Office. So please tune in and see that last night at 8:30 over there on NBC. Also, thanks to Jimmy Kimmel. He is apparently some new guy on ABC. He has a show called Jimmy Kimmel Live after the Academy Awards, which will air remarkably after the Academy Awards this Sunday.
That's funny. Yeah. But seriously, I hate you, and I hope you get hit by a truck.
And thanks to Mike Costco, the president of Horntones. Go to horntones.com for more.
And thanks to Megan Hilty.
Monday morning.
She wasn't on the show at all.
She was, sort of in spirit.
Monday morning, we're going to have a recap of the Academy Awards, of course. Joan and Melissa Rivers, of course. Breakfast with Corn tickets on Monday morning. We're having Breakfast with Corn. Let's see. We got the horn-rimmed glasses guy from Heroes, Ralph, for you on Monday.
Mr. Bennett.
Nick Hexum, you're going to yell at for being in the L.A. Marathon on Monday.
No. Marathon. Goddamn marathon.
So that's all coming up first.
Oh!
Yeah! Our producer Lightning has a plizug, and we make him rizap them.
He pulled up his hoodie for that one.
There we go. He's got to get into it. Yeah, now we got two beats, so we're going to be throwing up Wild Style tonight. You know what I'm saying?
No.
All right, here we go.
No,
I didn't follow any of that.
First, we start with a Roots beat here. My man Mike on the tune tables. Yeah, here we go.
By the way, he's been practicing for an hour next door.
Oh, what does he sound like when he's not practicing?
All right, this is like drunk. Here we go. I've got a party for you to be with a really cool band called The Bravery. There's a really big event, and I'm the MC. It's going off this weekend in the LBC. Saturday night, they're going to shut down. Fine, the party's all yours, and it's mine. If you want to buy tickets, here's what you do. Sit at your keyboard and hit the W's. Party on Pine. What did I say? What did I mean? Party on Pine. Featuring The Bravery.
Okay, really,
yo,
seriously. You don't
Saturday
get a whole
night.
Song.
That's it right there.
Go.
Saturday
go,
night, y'all. Downtown Long
go,
Beach. Get all
go,
the info
go,
at partyonpine.com.
All right. Thank you. That's all the time
we have. No, we got one more.
You got another plug?
Dude, you guys made me rap these stupid things here. All right.
Yeah, I know.
All right, slow down.
Is that mic turned towards you? You're a little murky.
No.
That's just his voice.
Hold on. Yeah, it's right on me.
There you go.
This mic blows.
That's the mic.
There we go.
This Sunday, I'm going to freak with you. Oh, hold on. We got to start off.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on.
Takes this very seriously.
This Sunday, I'm going to freak with you. Get to Foothill Ranch from noon to 2. I'm busting out the homies and hitting up Verizon. I'll be chopping up the cell phones and lyrics I'll be dicing. Hold on. I got more, y'all. I'm loading up the caddy with t-shirts and stickers. Kevin and Bean are coming because they're sweaty ball lickers. Yo, I'm going to be and my posse won't be chillaxing at the brand new Verizon store at Foothill Ranch, Cross Streets, El Toro Road in Rockfield this Sunday, noon to 2, y'all. Good looking out.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Yeah, that was not confusing. That's good.
Listen.
There'll be no one at either of those events because they have no idea
what
he said.
Out of time.
I'm not black.
Out of time.
Don't like this.
Why do you dress that way then if you're not black?
He's been practicing.
Because I'm fat and I'm covered up.
He's been practicing next door for an hour.
I know.
That's
what we came up with. Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Yo, yo.
Pass it over to me.
Chillaxin.
Sorry, I'll turn off this mic.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
What was that?
Just like the other one.
Now exactly how much pot did you smoke?
This one seems to be about to quit.
And here you go.
And I need another hit.
Lovely Kat Corbett and her vagina up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including appropriately some Bush, also Weezer, Nine Inch Nails, Blur, Incubus, Social D, and more. Have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for listening to K-Rock.
Roll, roll,
roll,
roll,
roll another one, yo.
Another one.
God damn it, I love pot.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to end.
Oh yeah, good. You got it.
I don't have another cent.
Smoking doobies. Doobie Brothers. I was smoking doobies with my brothers.
Oh, my God, that joint. Let's pass it around.
God, that was bad, right?
It wasn't great.
We laughed, we cried, we beatboxed. I hope you enjoyed this crazy ride as much as we have.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the toughs get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Hey! See you guys. Seacrest out. Bye-bye.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.